you'd like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, friend.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
On time.
Where's your buddy?
Where's your buddy? Where's your buddy?
All my buddies are here. Wait a minute.
There's someone missing.
Is he with the? Is he with his bottom buddy?
Oh, let me check. The bedroom's vacant.
Well, I was just chatting with him upstairs.
Ah.
God forbid.
You don't think in that short amount of time that something untoward would have happened.
I didn't hear a body hit the floor.
That's a good sign.
He could be slumped over his desk on the computer, though.
Quietly, yes. I hope not.
Yeah. Let's just see how long. See how long it takes Mike to figure out.
He'd finished his lunch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He couldn't have choked.
We were just shooting the ass.
Yeah.
Literally.
Often do.
10 minutes ago upstairs.
Before the show.
I didn't hear him come down.
Nope.
He normally arrives at least 3 minutes before we go on the air.
Oh, he was here over an hour ago.
Is his car still here?
Look.
You don't think he would have driven away, do you?
Yeah, it's still here.
Oh, good.
Still there.
That's a relief. Well, at what point do you think we should send out a rescue party?
We should just wait on him.
Okay.
Just wait and see what happens.
Right.
I think that's his car. Did he drive the Hyundai today?
His tricked out Hyundai.
The one with the spinners?
With the spinners.
Sure. The Crown air freshener in the back. That's a
right.
Sweet ride.
And the logo for his restaurant. All over it.
For his show bar.
It pays to advertise.
There he is.
Hey, look who's here. Hi.
Hi there.
I got so taken by reading. What? PerezHilton.com. I completely forgot.
Lost track of time. Well, Mr. Spicoli. I'll write that on the board for everyone's, Mr. Spicoli.
How late was
I don't know.
Wow, I just got totally lost in the moment.
Only a couple of minutes, Mike.
Wow, that's the first time. Is that the first time ever
that you've been late while you've been in the building? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were hypnotized.
You got so close.
I got so involved with, like, my celebrity computer viewing.
I didn't hear a body hit the floor, so I thought you were okay.
No, I was sitting there, and I'm looking at Paula Abdul drunk again,
yeah.
Which fascinates me. And then I look over to the right on the computer, and it says 3 o'clock. And I said, oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my, my.
Uh-oh. Tango!
Well, at least I'm not out of breath. What was my total, I mean, because my total time tardy was at least 3 minutes, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Wow.
And Mike, let's
my apologies to all our listeners.
Should we really blame Paula for being drunk, or was someone else drunk?
All right, do you want to know the truth?
I do.
I still am.
I know.
From my incredible weekend of partying.
From Saturday. Trouble with the
from Saturday, from Friday. From Friday. It was just a running bender.
From during Friday's show.
Do you know, maybe that's the problem.
Really?
Maybe if alcohol had touched my lips this weekend, I'd be on time.
You didn't drink?
Well, I have
that's
not.
That's the problem.
I'm coming off of my second non-alcoholic weekend.
It's hard to navigate stairs when you're shaking.
It's very difficult when you're going through the tremens, the delirium tremens that you're just shaking out of control.
Right.
I just got totally lost in the little computer, which needs to be updated. I was discussing that with my friend, Mr. Ardinger. It's very old. It's very old. I can't watch, streaming video, which is
yes.
The nice thing the kids all are watching.
Now.
Streaming video. My video goes,
Need a faster connection there, dude.
Well, is it a faster connection or is it the age of the pewter? I'm not sure.
Windows 88, Mike.
That's the one that I have right now.
Windows 88. All right, now here is a new offering. From the Belcher Man.
Okay, so it looks like the red light is on, so just go straight up. All right, let's go to the caller. Caller, you're on the air with Jeremy.
Hello, yeah, that was me that got cut off.
Hey.
I think it's my cell phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay?
We can hear you fine. Go ahead, John. You're from Bakersfield.
I have a question about foreclosures. I'm interested in a foreclosure, but buying a foreclosure, but there's so much information out there about foreclosures and so much of it. Hello?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I just want to buy a foreclosure in a neighborhood that's nowhere near Joe Artinger's house, because I don't want a house that has a picture of the Ayatollah Khomeini on the front.
Okay. So now, John, if you want a list of... keep in mind, you don't want to buy a list. I think that was our famous burper,
right?
Line number one.
Right.
Caller, go ahead. You're on with Jeremy.
Yes, the Don and Mike Show, pussy.
We're not going to take any more. Well, let's try this one, see what's going on here. All right, let's try this one more time. Let's see who this is.
This will be fine.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Could you tell me about pre-foreclosure sales that are occurring on courthouse steps and Rob's B-Wax tiny?
All right, so we're not taking any more of your calls. So, anyways, moving on. I'm going to take the rest of the show. We've got some prank caller out there, and Ray, we're not going to take any more calls.
Well, there you go. One person out there.
Wow.
Ruined for everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there, everybody.
You're making me sick.
I know. You know.
You know.
You know what makes you sick.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
You know what I felt like when you were when you were late, Mike?
What's that?
Made me want to punch myself in the balls.
Oh, I didn't know you were that upset.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello. So good.
Made me want to punch myself in the balls.
Kind of what?
Don't never, ever trust writing.
Try not to.
Fix me.
What not?
Everybody can suck it.
Suck on that, losers.
Oh, my goodness, it's like a pop-up.
What is the answer to the pop-up?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, ready to believe you.
I went to you. That means you got the apartment. You are clearly unstable.
Stinky McStinkface!
You know what it's time for.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
Big, big, big. Bigger than big. Bigger than big. Bigger than big. Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, boom.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome, Mr. Show.
Show is great.
Show is friend.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word.
Yep. We got some C's out there.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in my house. Yeah.
Thank you. And having said that, you are with a capital C.
Yeah.
You
want to give me a C? Thanks. And one more.
What glorious goo.
There you go. Don the Mike Show, everybody. I hope you had a good weekend. It's Monday. And our phone number is same as it was on Friday.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636.
There it is.
Yeah. Let me just play this one to the label for you.
I love this song.
Chad Coltrane, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thunder and Lightning, baby.
Yeah. Really playing into the label.
This is Al a Kazam with you.
Al A. Kazam.
How are you doing anyway? On this good look at Monday, Chai Coltrane, baby.
The Al and Kazam get together.
I'm Al, he's Kazam.
Kazam.
All right, God, a lot of weekend stuff to get to. I guess everybody really wants to talk, first off, about The Sopranos last night.
Yeah.
We should dive into that.
I'm giving it a round of applause.
I am going to be in the minority here.
Wow.
Really? I'm amazed.
Really?
Baby, I'm amazed. Baby, I'm amazed. You didn't like this show last night.
Do tell.
Here's why.
Curious.
Sure.
Sure, boy.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Syl got it.
Yeah.
And Bobby got it.
Well, is Syl definitely gone?
Well.
Or could he make a comeback? I guess it's one episode, so.
Either way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I feel like I've watched this show, and they killed these guys, and it was like, boom, he's killed. Boom, he's killed.
Bang, bang.
Okay. Yeah, bang, 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 all this stuff. Then boring stuff with Dr. Melfi.
Yeah,
and her
I'll give you that.
Friend.
Right.
And AJ crying. And
But AJ, but some closure on the AJ.
And
when Tony's going, yeah, they closed the door. Melfi's gone.
I guess this is, I don't believe that yet.
Mm. Well, it's one episode. He's not going to come back there. He's in the hiding house.
I guess this is my problem.
Hiding house.
I guess this is my problem. I knew I would be in the minority on this. It's okay.
No, but I can understand
okay
because I'm not that far away from
you. All of the wasted episodes leading up to this with these characters that we've got all this time invested in. I agree with everyone. All these guys had to be whacked for the show to end. I mean,
I totally agree with you
I'm
sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I totally agree with you about AJ, about feeling that way about AJ, but that's why I thought of you during that scene because I said, that's going to make you very happy because he finally just gets fed up and says, all right, and just knocks him off the bed, knocks him into the closet and goes, hey, you know, you've been such a wuss this whole time.
What's the difference between that and when he had that yellow Nissan Xterra and went out in the garage and screamed at him?
There is no difference.
It's the same. You got to get your ass together.
But at least, you know, he wasn't sitting there going, you know, AJ starts crying again. And, you know, Tony had his own fish to fry.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. It just it wasn't thick enough for me. And
you didn't like the Bobby Bacala hit. With the trains.
Mike, hold on a second. You're talking about a one-hour show, and that hit itself was maybe 30 seconds of a one-hour show. I get the symbolism that, you know, that he dies in the trains and everything, but no, I'm sorry, I'm in the minority here, and I'm not trying to be a contrarian, as you
like.
No,
I know you're not, because I've been there, too. I've been there, too, and sometimes it doesn't click. What I think, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. You're saying that why did they wait till the last two episodes to give us all this?
If you're going
to
kill Bobby Bacala, why not stretch that out over an entire episode? I think we all know that he was going to be killed, and it kind of took the suspense out because it seems to me we're down to the last two episodes, and because you got an hour left, oh, God, we got to kill Bobby. Okay, boom, boom. Okay, now we got to kill Syl. Okay, boom, boom. Now Tony's got to get everybody together. Okay, go, 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 go. It didn't wash for me.
Hmm. Sorry. What would you have preferred? I mean,
it was pitchy.
What would you have preferred to see out of that? I mean, is there anything they could have done?
Yeah,
considering the fact they have two episodes to wrap up.
First off, I'm not thrilled with the fact that Phil is being made out like a superhero villain, and we're going to have to wait until the last episode to see the big rock'em sock'em robot duel between these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way that they were just killed and tossed aside. I know that it's the nature of the show, and if it had happened in the natural speed of the show. When stuff like that used to happen and you would go, wow, they just killed off so-and-so. Well, you're kind of expecting it now. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't know what I'm saying. You know, romance me a little bit with it. I just felt like an idiot going, oh, great, well, he got killed. Okay, well, that's one.
To see these hits and this whole dynamic, and I'm inclined to agree with you on that, with Phil Leotardo maybe started six or seven episodes ago.
I'm not going to apologize for this. Idiotic. Tony wants to start it, and his stupid Goombas kill the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I mean, please, you know what? That's like...
Pixie.
Killed the wrong guy.
Uh-oh. Pixie did the hit.
Oh, well.
But that I will tell you that disappointed me as well. I was hoping to see
don't let me
Phil Leotardo get wet.
Don't let me be a wet blanket.
Well, can I tell you why I liked it?
Sure.
All right. Well, why I liked it was at least back to Goodfellas, Godfather, Mafia stuff. It's Tony at the end of the scene with an automatic weapon on his chest, you know, looking at the door, wondering who's going to kick it in. That's the old, you know, finally, they're going back to what these guys are. These guys are in the Mafia, and they're having a war,
right.
And that's good enough for me. And what I liked about it was all the crap that I hated, the AJ crying, mm-hmm. and the Melfi sitting on the couch with Dr. Melfi. She finally kicks him out. He doesn't give a rat's ass about her. And now we're cut down to the very bare minimum, which is
right.
These are gangsters. And they're gonna have the shootout at the OK Corral. And that's okay with me to end it. That's the way it should end.
I don't think that's how it's going to end.
You don't think it's going to end that way?
I don't think so. And I read something.
I hope it ends in gratuitous violence.
I read something on Fox News today. Did you print this thing out?
Yeah, that's it. You would have enjoyed it more if you had watched it with my wife, I bet.
Why?
Why is that?
Because she had the great question at the end when Tony's sitting in bed with a machine gun, mind you.
Right.
A machine gun. She says, do you think he's about to kill himself?
Maybe you would have the weaponry.
Yeah. I was going to say, you make a list of the suicide, and that's
yeah,
machine that's, gun way down there.
Yeah, low down.
And then I asked her if that happened, perhaps next week we could expect a clip show?
A flashback show.
Exactly.
Anyway, what we're reporting on Fox News today is that what we saw last night was what David Chase originally turned in as the final episode.
Oh, my God.
And that HBO got that and said, if we run that, people will revolt.
Uh-huh.
You know, make one more.
He's right about that.
Make one more than just Tony lying on the bed with the gun.
And you got to get Phil.
Yeah.
You got to get Phil Leotardo at the end. Come on.
The other way around.
Something. Well, you'll be watching the last episode. Well, I'm not saying I'm not going to watch it. I'm just saying, you know, as opposed to the other thing that I saw over the weekend, that movie Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Now, that movie's not as funny as There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
It's not as funny as Borat. But that's a goddamn funny movie. That I give that 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh, good. I look forward to seeing that.
That Sopranos thing last night. 2.5 stars. Also, it's like, after all the waiting, that's the best you can do?
Yeah. Well, I think I've been so disappointed in, like, the previous 3 episodes.
Right.
When we've disagreed, incidentally, where you've liked it and I haven't. Like, with all the Melfi stuff. I hated all the Melfi stuff.
Me too.
And I just thought that finally we got a little gangster stuff.
I mean, for instance, here's what I would have liked to have seen. Melfi's giving Tony a bunch of crap. I'm not saying this is a joke either. Mm-hmm. Melfi's giving Tony crap, and he's like, I've had it with you, bitch. Boom! Now, if he shoots Melfi, I got a totally different tone today.
Okay. So you want even a little more gratuitous gangster stuff?
Well, with the guy...
That he's a psycho killer. Psycho killer!
I don't mind that, Mike. Well, I love the psycho killer mafia stuff.
Yeah, but you're right. Instead, he puts a piece of paper back in the magazine. He puts a recipe back that he ripped out of the magazine. But then that's it. And then he was gone. And, then it's all over. And I love Carm, you know, with just like,
I can't believe we're going through this, Tony.
Her nails are exquisite, though.
Aren't they?
That French, what do you call that thing?
A French manicure.
A French manicure. Mm. And those big talons of hers.
I agree with Rob. What if Melfi shot Bogdanovich?
See, now I'm watching.
Okay, yeah, I'm there too. Him.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
I thought she'd have a real meltdown, but she didn't. I mean,
you mean to tell me with the last, next to the last episode, we got to have 10 minutes of Peter Bogdanovich going, it's the mobster. I don't know what the secret was at the dinner party. Please.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that.
Please.
They're violating their code, too.
Sorry.
Right. Because she sees him as a patient. He can't do that.
I can't be more specific, but I disagree with everybody here. I didn't like it.
But, yeah.
Okay, that's it.
We'll see what we all think next week. We'll see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Because I, for one, here's the way I would write the final episode.
Yeah.
Syl makes an incredible recovery and gets out of the hospital, regains consciousness, and puts the hit on Phil Leotardo.
You good?
Right.
He has superpowers.
And then Syl and Paulie Walnuts. I'm surprised Paulie Walnuts is still up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the last guy left standing with Tony, right? In Tony's
Syl,
corner.
Though, has, over the years, been quite the killer. Syl is probably the most ruthless of all of them. But you would think, here's another little detail, and this might throw into your thing. You would think as they were getting all their stuff together, and, you know, looking over their shoulder as they're leaving Bada Bing, they didn't have any heat, so that when they started getting shot at, they had to, like, reach into the glove compartment. That was a little tough.
Yeah. But it's always nice seeing topless girls out on the street.
Yes, running out there.
After a shooting.
And is it Patsy? Is it Patsy that ran away?
Yeah, Patsy.
Yeah.
Patsy's the one that says, your nipples off the seats.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The guy with the glasses, right?
Yeah, he's running.
He's like Tony's, like, number two guy now.
Yeah, he is.
Tony's running out of guys.
He's still got Paulie Walnuts, you know?
Just stay here. Stay here in the safe house, T.
Stay here, T.
T, Phil's gone crazy. We got to hit them hard, T.
T, the great goose is gone.
Look at the newspaper.
The Ukrainian guy.
Duh.
Jesus. Well, they used foreigners.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Pixie.
What have I always told you?
About foreigners.
What's the problem there, T?
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don. I must speak to you.
Yeah.
Joy Strong's let me through. It's really important that you and I get together.
I love the fake mafia talk, don't you, Mike? Bye-bye, numbnuts.
So long, numbnuts.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I want to say thank you. This is Big Travis, former account executive at WJFK. What's up, fellas?
Who is this?
It's Travis.
Oh, hey, Travis.
How you doing, Travis?
How you doing?
Hey, Travis,
Hey, Travis, hold on. How long ago did you escape WJFK?
I left WJFK, what, back in March. They don't pay me no money, brother.
Tell me about it. Where?
Kids, man. Kids.
Where are you working now, Travis?
I am currently working for Stent Experts, delivering organ donations and delivery all around the area, making sure people have blood and organs to live.
You deliver blood and organs?
Yeah.
How did you make the smooth transition from selling commercials to delivering blood?
Well, it looked like they're paying me about $1,000 a week compared to getting nothing.
Well, if you think that's better,
that answers
it. You know what I'm saying? I like to eat. You know how fat I am. You both know me, so.
This guy Travis used to be a sales guy at our flagship station, WJFK.
Got the right personality for a salesman.
Uh-huh.
Very aggressive.
I want to tell you guys, I went to Ocean City. I saw Mike and all you guys, and Don, you weren't there. And I went to OC. I was the mayor of Ocean City when weekend you left, and I went everywhere just counting your name out. I'm trying to get my own radio show, and everybody treated Mike the mayor. I got to eat for free, drink for free, mess with women for free. It was fantastic.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you got a good time on our good name.
Very
Ocean
good,
City.
Travis.
And my brothers.
Be careful delivering that blood.
I will make sure it gets to the hospital until I will live today. Bye-bye.
All right, bye,
Travis. He's on his way. That's bye-bye. Big Travis.
Organs to
the He was fun. So he came right in. First day he worked there, he came right into the office. Nice guy. Everybody
was the guy
him.
Segues from going out and saying, would you like to buy commercials on this radio station?
Like to buy some time?
To delivering blood in like a one of those...
And organs.
Yeah, and those little freezer cooler units.
Can we have you live with them?
Okay. Thank you for checking in, Travis. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
I'm Mike. Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
You know, I'm a big Sopranos fan here, but I will pull my hair out if I don't see Phil get whacked in the final episode. I can't stand that guy.
Yeah. I really think everybody wants to see Phil get whacked. Do you think Phil's going to get whacked in the last episode? Or will Tony?
I'm sure they will.
I also think the way he's acting, he has built it up to get to the moment that it's currently at right now because he's wanted something to happen for a long time.
Who has, Phil or Tony?
Phil's been wanting something.
I don't recall Phil being on the episode much last night, was he?
Well, he set the table for the whole thing.
What I'm saying is that I think that he's built a lot of scenarios up to happen to what has happened last night. He's built a lot of that up.
I think so.
Just because you can see the hatred. He's always hated that.
Make it happen.
Yeah, a bad guy.
Make it happen. I want you to F and leave right now. Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
And Phil's weird henchman. Phil's weird, like cockeyed henchman. That fat guy with the cockeye.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's because I was so satisfied by the movie Knocked Out.
Maybe that's it.
I mean, listen.
Knocked Up.
Once you, I am telling you, you'll laugh.
Is that a big moment in the movie?
Mike, it's a small moment in the movie.
Okay.
It's a small moment in a movie full of small moments.
Little small moments.
Full of great small moments.
So you're a Seth Rogen fan? Is he the next big thing?
I don't know. He's big. And there is also a scene. I turned to Janet and said, isn't that like looking at me? There's a scene where he is naked in bed after they've gotten it on.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes in and he's laying there and it's just his big ass sticking out of the bed. He turns around and a very uncomplimentary shot as he's nude, and all you see is about a mile of stomach. You know, it's not as gross as the Borat thing with the guy in the guy's face,
right?
But yeah, it's good. What boy? What? It's Monday. We're very busy. What?
Don't make the mistake and go see Knocked Out. That's the movie about Carrie.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. Bye. Thanks. Monday. Been waiting all weekend to come in and do the show. Crickets love you,
Robin. Busy crickets, busy crickets.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, I'm sorry. Please go.
I just have a quick question about the Sopranos.
Yes.
Why do they keep every week talking about the terrorists, but then they don't go any further?
Because that's kind of what they do on the Sopranos.
Yeah.
They have a lot of loose ends that are never tied up.
Do you think they're going to tie that up or anything?
I would bet they don't.
I don't think there's a chance they will.
Just like Uncle Junior. You think they're going to tie up Uncle Junior? Not literally, of course, but do you think they're going to tie up that storyline?
Well, there's no possible way they can tie up everything on that show.
Right.
I mean, that would make for completely unbelievable television if they tried to pull that off. It would be ludicrous.
I would agree, though. That's another reason that I, unless there's a payoff, looking at that episode last night, that lady kind of hit on something that pissed me off, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it. Why waste the time to have that agent sitting in there eating over the last couple of episodes and talking to Tony and everything, if there's going to be nothing to it?
Well, because the whole point of that scene was for that agent to warn Tony that Phil is out
to get him. I know, but he's been in plenty of episodes prior to last night, coming around, showing Tony the picture of the guys, coming in, sitting down to eat. I mean, is that all of those previous appearances? Is that all that they did was to set up this so that he could tell Tony, watch out?
Probably.
Apparently,
yeah. Oh, that's a bad setup, then.
Probably.
They've had a lot of wasted episodes leading up to this point.
Yeah, right. They did waste a lot of episodes. And, you know, and Tony never got his gabagool.
They could learn a little something from us, couldn't they?
Yeah, tying it all up in a nice bow every day. Do you know how many loose ends we tie up?
There's not one wasted episode of this show.
No. Everything is finished. Nothing is wasted. Leave the whole carcass.
No leftovers.
Soup for everybody after the show's over.
Not in Mike's show. Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. The thing that I know Mike doesn't like the Melfi storyline and all, but
not really.
At the beginning when it started, it was great because he'd be out whacking people and smacking them around and then sitting in front of her talking about, oh, Carmine and the kids and AJ, oh, what am I going to do? Well, last night I thought they tied that up beautifully when he's standing there going, you're not going to see me anymore. That's immoral. For a doctor to not see him. Meanwhile, he's out ordering hits on people.
But the thing that was good about the last scenes with Melfi is Melfi had been ramped up by Peter Bogdanovich to believe that everything Tony was saying was manipulative, especially the sentimentality. And I loved it, the last scene where he would get emotional.
AJ's not doing well.
And they cut to a scene of her where she's just not buying it.
Just standing there.
Just practically rolling her eyes in front of him. I thought that was pretty interesting. I guess, thinks my lady disagrees.
My lord, I'm sorry, I must disagree. I disagree with love, though.
Thank you, right back at you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. This is certainly not worth really arguing about.
No, it's really not, because we're both going to watch the episode, the final episode, and see where it goes, and then make our final determination.
And then probably look at my wall and think of the money I wasted on those box sets.
Oh, you're not going to be that disappointed. It's not going to be that disappointing, but... You know, I know that I'm going to have kind of an empty feeling because that was one of the great all-time television shows, especially television dramas, and now I want more. I want my mafia fix.
Generally speaking, I'm always bummed out when I buy a TV box set, mm-hmm. and I bring it home, and I'm real excited, and I watch one or two episodes, and then, like, unless it's a show that I'm absolutely mental for, I never watch it.
Right.
Like, seasons 4, 5, 6 of The Sopranos. Rob, you could eBay them and bid with confidence. They're still in their original wrapping.
Wow. I have watched in my lifetime only one box set of a television show.
Yeah.
Only one. Deadliest Catch. And I watched it over a weekend. That Discovery thing about the fishermen that go out.
All right.
I think somebody gave me that. Didn't somebody give me that around here? Maybe Carly gave it to me. I'm not sure. But that the thing that's great about that is those Discovery shows are so loaded with commercials. More so, it seems like, than regular programming,
right.
That you could just... I just tore through them all on one weekend. It was fantastic.
Probably, seriously, besides Dick Van Dyke, which I do watch sometimes, that box set, the Hee-Haw. Yeah, I sometimes pull
out... That'd be great for... I pull out
a Hee-Haw, like, if we're just sitting around having drinks.
What a great chance to look back and just sort of see where we were in television and everything else. I mean, it's so dated, it's great.
But I'm like everybody, I'm sure that you get these gifts, and when you get gifts like, I really like the Rockford Files.
Right.
So it came out on DVD, and somebody gave me the first two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Still unopened.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like it, it's just I've never had the itch to sit down and go, God, I've got to watch like 6 hours of the Rockford Files in a row.
Well, I hate to say this, Buzz, I think you gave me this. All of my Dick Cavett's, or Rob, all right. Rob, my Dick Cavett's have been untouched, even though I look at them occasionally and say, maybe I'll go back and look at that. If you get the old stuff, I mean, it is kind of a historical thing. You can see the way things work.
And I know we've said this a million times, but it came true again this weekend. I guess it was sometime on Sunday when it was pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
We're just sitting figuring out what to do. And Jan and I were watching... one of the high-def channels, Mission Impossible 3.
All over the place.
Only watching it because it was on in high-def.
Yeah.
My son got up, who's about to go back to college, got up and said, what are you watching? And I said, Mission Impossible 3. He said, well, I thought you didn't really like it. It's in high-def, it's raining outside. He said, well, you've got the high-def DVD right there.
Doesn't matter.
And, you know, I said, exactly, it doesn't matter because it's on TV now.
Right. I watched Castaway on TNT.
Wow.
in high def because it was in high def, interrupted with commercials,
with the commercials
edited everything. For everything. I have a perfectly good DVD downstairs.
If you really wanted to see the movie,
yes.
And the picture you would get on your DVD is probably just as good as a high def picture on TNT.
But there's something about
watching it live.
Yeah, just having it there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've stolen one. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I know it's stupid. It's so dumb. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I want to talk to you about Knocked Up. I completely agree with you. I think it was one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time.
She likes your D.
Are you okay, sir?
That's a comment from the movie.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. A rock just hit my car.
It sounded like something was... What? A rock hit your car?
Yeah, a rock just came out behind this truck. It hit my car and I got distracted a second.
Yeah, sure, there's no need to indict an entire country. Which Iraqi is it that attacked your car? Or Iraqi. I get my Iraqs and Iraqs mixed up.
A suicide.
Listen, I don't have much time here in Baghdad to talk, so I just wanted to call in.
A suicide pedestrian.
I'm surprised that Knocked Up opened this weekend in Baghdad.
A suicide pedestrian just hurled himself in the guy's car.
Well, actually, there were a lot of protests outside because the movie about, an unwed couple with a baby. So they actually blew up the whole building.
Mike.
I'm sorry. I was laughing at that pause.
The moment, yes.
I was laughing when I look at Don and we have no way to pull out of it. Because it's literally, there's the nothing hell? You can say. He made no sense.
And they blew up the building. Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Radio Gods.
Hi there. What's up?
My most humble opinion, the past two seasons of The Sopranos have really been one big wasted episode. Would you agree?
Sir, it's your dime. Thanks for the call.
Hi!
Bye-bye. I mean, we've got 8 million people that want to talk. I think we've already stated our opinions, haven't we?
Yeah, well, you know, people have opinions.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Don, I have to disagree. If the rest of the show Sopranos had been as good as the first two seasons or last night's episode, it would be the greatest show ever. But, it's a good show.
That's a good counter-argument. Thank you, sir. I believe you defeated me in the court of public
opinion.
Point,
counterpoint.
There you go.
Ouch. Well, it's important to point out, though, you're not so bummed that, you know, we both of us have been angry enough at television shows where we said, F this.
I'm not hating on it. It was just, you know, it was like last night. It was, I would say it's like unfulfilling sex, but I've never had sex that was unfulfilling.
Who knows? It's hard to have sex that's unfulfilling when you're a man.
When you're a man. Yeah,
we're simple. We're easy to please.
Great being a man like that.
I mean, you know, you might have something where somebody walks in on you. That might be unfulfilling.
Who? What are you doing? I'm sorry.
That's unfulfilling.
You know what I mean? Unless you're complete.
Well, you like running down the stairs.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Radio God.
Some natural friction.
Being discovered helps some people.
Well, my sweatpants are very erotic.
Did you hear Mr. Sex?
Yeah, I heard him.
Did you hear Mr. Sex over there?
I hear him. I hear everything he says.
Being discovered helps some people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Discovering. Radio God.
Hi there, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, what?
Hey, man. Hey, I really think Tony's going to get popped by AJ. That's just me.
And you're right. I think that is just you. The only one that thinks that. Hello there.
AJ's going to kill Tony with his tears.
Hello, Don. Nice show.
Hello, my lord, my lady.
Hi, what's up?
Two things. One, did you think that Furio might have to come back when they were talking about getting the guys from Italy?
I did, actually. I thought they said get some of the cousins from him. I thought it might be Furio Giunta.
Now, that would have been a nice bring back.
Hey, you know what? If it had been Furio... You wouldn't have had
the job would have been done correctly.
Exactly.
And he would have gone and boned Carmella afterward.
Yeah, that might have been nice.
In his little Furio Giunta house. Now, remember that little pad he had?
His Furio Giunta ponytail.
Would you like some coffee? I brought back these herbs from the old country.
Yes, Carmella. Oh, you look so good with your jewelry.
To see your peach cobbler.
If I was here, the hit would have been done correctly.
Oh, with Herbie. To see your manicotti.
Oh, Furio.
To see your calamari.
You're so charming. And I'm so in need.
And as I lick every inch of you, I want you to say, my special man.
You're my special Italian man. God forgive you. Janice, I'm so sorry about Bobby. Janice, was that you or me?
That's Janice.
I'd like a nice bowl of gabagool.
Where's my gabagool?
Gabagool.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Man, I bought the first season of 24, because after you started talking about it, I got into it, and it was, like, really great, but I hadn't seen the first season. Yeah. So I bought it, and I got into the whole thing, and I went through, like, five discs, and then my grandkids got a hold of it, and the next disc that I was into, I couldn't find. And since then, I wasn't able to go to the next disc because I didn't want to miss anything, you know? So for the past 6 months now, I've been looking for that other disc.
Well, just tell you how it ends. Bauer saves everything.
No, don't tell me, man.
Bauer saves everything, and then something really bad happens to him. That's it.
Later.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's all you need to know. Later, alligator.
What happened to him at the end of this year? I forgot.
He was, much like Tony Soprano, a different situation, but he was standing, just looking wistfully. Remember,
sunset.
He was like standing on a cliff or something?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have a gun, though.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He didn't have that great automatic weapon.
He had his man purse on.
I was looking at that gun. That's the kind of gun I'm going to get when my daughters turn into teenagers.
Hello there.
That big one with like an automatic. And it'll be all blanks.
When they turn into teenagers.
When they turn into
when
teenagers.
When that happens.
Magical day.
Poof! Hello, what's up? Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, when Tony was sitting there talking to the therapist, I mean, he sounded so human, you know, Dr. Soprano. Oh, you know, God bless their souls, those doctors taking care of my kid. I want him to jump up out of bed and say hello to my little friend and blow those guys away.
I don't think anybody likes Tony in the psychiatrist's office.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hey, Donnie.
Hey,
Mike,
buddy.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Don, I'm with you. I was a little disappointed last night, but, you know, there was one consolation is that it's June and football season starts next month. So that's all I'm looking forward to.
Okay, thank you.
Now, that's somebody, come on. He's trying to please you.
Trying to help.
Well, he's pleased, trying to Mike. Please you. You're not pleasable
me.
Today.
Patronizing me. I'm highly pleasable.
Well, he's trying to please you. Show faith. Pretend you're pleased by that call.
Yeah, screw you. Screw you. Screw you.
Unpleasable, that's what you are.
Come on! But it's just that that movie was so good.
Wow.
If The Sopranos had been good, it would have been a really... I'm sad that this is about my life. It would have been a really good weekend if the movie and the TV show I had watched had been good.
Yeah, well, we're affected by outstanding things. You know, those things that we... put emotion into, and television can be one of them.
I did have a bunch of weekend stuff to get to that we'll talk about here in a second. Partly involving my brother James, who you've heard on the show. I'm sure I have mentioned this before, but he said something over the weekend when I was chatting with him that I don't know if I've mentioned to you, in particular recently. Did I ever mention to you where my brother was born?
No.
No. Really?
Where, like, what country?
Yeah.
Was he born overseas?
That's close. See if I catch him real fast. He's not pouring cement right now.
This is usually the time that he's doing that.
He's at the embassy.
Come on, JPS.
He's at your house breaking stuff.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, homo?
Hey, gay.
Hey. Jimmy, just a real quick question. Would you tell Mike O'Mara where you were born?
Sacramento.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my. Have we ever mentioned that on the show before?
No.
I don't know if we had ever mentioned that before.
You're a Sacramentan.
Yes.
Pixie. Explains a lot.
Wow.
Explains a lot. And that means I live there as well.
You lived in Sacramento?
That's when he was born there is when we... lived there when my brother was adopted.
Wow.
Yeah, he was adopted from Sacramento. So we were living in Sacramento.
So at some point in your little bitty lives,
yes.
You guys spent some formative years
but
in Sacramento.
But he's one of them, Mike.
Yeah, because he was born
he's
there.
He's one of them.
No wonder you love that city.
All right, JP. I'll talk to you later, dude.
All right, dude.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
He could have been mayor.
He wasn't real chatty. I think he sounds like he's back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, not happy. Not the happy-go-lucky motorcycle gym.
No, not the same Jim.
J.P. Source, Sacramento.
How about that?
And you were a resident. No wonder you've always said you want to move to that area.
Yeah, move back now.
Move back.
And no wonder my brother is such an idiot.
You can go home again.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
Nobody called you?
No. What's the matter?
Bobby's dead. He's shot. So he's in the hospital.
What happened?
Could be several things.
Leave here? What are you talking about?
Just temporarily, till we get the situation under control.
What does that mean?
Tom, help me out here. Don't argue.
You mean that they're after you?
We should split up. You and the kids go, I'll be somewhere else.
Oh, my God!
Now, look, families don't get touched. You know that, hmm? I just want to know every night that you're not sitting here out in the open.
Where should I go? Where are you going to go?
The house you just bought. The estate sale. Go there.
Go there. Celebrating 20 years of genius, the Don and Mike Show.
Not a bit picky, but 22 years of genius, Ralph. Well,
yeah, get it right.
Not that we're counting or anything.
That's not a genius move. They skipped 2 years.
What, the whole tray?
The whole tray.
Sounded like in that particular clip, I didn't notice this when I was watching it. So he's eating something.
You know, he's just, you go to the, go to
he always
the a house sale. That's it, yeah.
That's one of the lines in Knocked Up. That just went over everybody's heads, but made me laugh. He's on a treadmill with a fat guy,
right.
Seth, the star of the movie,
right.
And he says, God, I am breathing like Tony Soprano.
That's a good line.
Yeah.
We've been aware of Tony's breathing for quite some time.
There are literally a million great throwaway lines in that movie.
Breathing like Tony Soprano.
And again, on the level of Something About Mary, no.
Uh-huh.
Borat, definitely not, but... for instance, what's another real funny movie?
40-year-old version.
Funnier than, thank you, Mike. Much funnier than the
same 40, director. Same director. That's
but much funnier than the 40-year-old version.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes.
It's an adult film, don't you know?
Yes, not for the kiddies.
Grown up.
But the thing that makes it, it's going to have legs, in my opinion, last all summer, is that besides the fact that it's got the gross-out stuff, and a lot of D jokes and a lot of P jokes, it's also got just enough. It's got just a sprinkling of You've Got Mail.
Okay. A little hard, a little chick flicky.
It's got just enough that just when you think of it, that they throw in enough stuff that I saw women, you know, going, oh.
Yes.
Good. And his love interest is pretty easy on the eye, too.
Ah, she's hot as balls from Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it Katherine Heigl?
Yeah.
Yes. She's nice.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello. You're officially on the air.
Speak to us.
Hello.
You are officially
hello?
On. Yes, hello.
Come on.
Oh, hi.
What, dumbass?
Well, I'm from Sacramento.
So what?
I feel like you and I are like family now.
They all do.
Oh, no.
They all do.
After all that weight. Let me just say, and I say this with love. I say this with love. I am adopted myself. I am not blood related to my brother.
Listen to this guy.
Okay? I love him like my own
you are
brother.
Such a Sacramento hump, sir.
I love him like my own brother.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
At that point, I must draw the line to say, even though I love him, because he was born in Sacramento, I must point out we are not blood relatives. Therefore, your theory does not hold water, sir.
You know what the Sacramento City flower is? A ketchup stain. There you go. Atta boy.
Very pretty.
Show boy.
Sure. Oops. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah,
Mike. Hi.
Hello.
No need to have full, hey. You know, full bars to call this show.
Hey, what's happening?
Man, when are you guys going to open up the show with some Northern California black soul music for the black boys.
Yeah, Don, when? Northern California soul music.
We do that.
You guys did it last week for the white boys. Man, do it this week for the black boys.
All right. We'll work on that. That's on our Saturday show. Our Saturday show is going to be spotlight on the Afro-American community.
Yes, yes. Soul music, soul food, soul trade.
Soul Train Scramble.
We join us Saturday for our tribute to Don Cornelius.
We wish you peace, love, and soul.
Hello, guys.
join us as we talk to Gladys Knight without the pips.
Hey, guys. Soul. How you guys doing?
And now here he is from Motown, Berry Gordy.
Hey, how are you doing there? This is Jerry Gordon from the Motown. How are y'all doing today?
No, it's not Jerry Gordon. It's Berry Gordy.
Is this Berry Gordon? How y'all doing
Berry
today?
Berry Gordy.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
How do you spell Tony?
Tony?
Yes.
T-O-N-D-Y.
Right.
Tony.
Not a chance he could get Soprano. Tom, please spell Mafia.
Mafia?
Yeah.
M-O-V-E-T.
Move.
Correct.
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
On the Sopranos, do you think that Phil Leotard, though, is going to be whacked?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Slow that down, Mike, if you wanted to get that over. That's
you know who I'm talking about, the guy that runs the Brooklyn family.
Yeah.
Phil Leotard. Oh.
Leotard?
Leotard.
Oh, Leotard. Okay. Leah. It's L-A-N-N-I-E.
Perfect.
Tard is T-A-R-R-E-N-D.
How do you spell tard?
Laurie Tarin.
How do you spell tard?
T-A-R-D-E-N.
Tardin.
Watch.
I thought you didn't like the word tard.
Watch it.
You just spelled it.
You just spelled tard.
I know. I like spelling stuff like that.
You do. All right, spell Mongo.
Mongo? M-O-V-G-E-R.
Moveger.
How old are you, Tom?
47.
47.
47. When are you going to be 48?
December 2nd, 1959.
Wow. Right. That's very exciting.
And I like to tell everybody out there, I was at the government center this morning for the Tyson's Tunnel. It's going out to Dulles Airport. It's going under.
Tom, why do you go to all these civic events?
I take the Metro bus. I get where I go.
Oh, that's how you get around. So you use mass transit.
Why do you go to so many of these civic events, Tom?
Because I like to.
And Tom might be scooping us now with the announcement that, is this a done deal, Tom, that it's going to be underground?
It's going to be underground because we went to the meeting this morning. Uh-huh. And
you said so.
I said so. It's going to be.
Hey, Tom, the Fairfax County Fair is coming up. Will you be having a booth this year?
Yes, we are. It's going to be the Fairfax County Fair is going to be with Channel 10.
Isn't that Celebrate Fairfax?
Celebrate Fairfax this weekend.
The retarded kissing booth, Tom?
Watch it. Watch it.
How do you spell tard?
T-E-R-R-E-D.
Terry.
Right. How do you spell
it right sooner?
How do you spell turd?
T E R D.
Now spell turd tard.
T E A R T E N D Y.
I'm gone. I'm out. I can't even keep track of
that.
How
about celebrate?
Celebrate?
Wait, how about he gets wings and flies?
One thing at a time. Celebrate.
S E P P. I-N-G.
Sepping.
So, S-P-L-E-N-G-E-R.
Way to swing for the fences, all Tom. Right.
How about hot dog?
Hot dog, H-O-T-D-O-G.
Yeah, baby!
Very
wrong,
close.
Tom. Did we get that one?
Wrong, Tom.
Wrong.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, would you like to hear the Krusty the Clown laugh that I was doing for my kids all weekend?
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that more.
It's Charlie here.
No, it's not. It was Krusty the Clown.
Hey, Krusty, what are you doing?
Making fun of you.
No.
Tom, how do you spell paint?
Paint? P-L-A-I-N-D.
And for all the tea in China, spell thalidomide.
Thalidomide?
Yes, thalidomide.
Sound it out.
Thalidomide.
S. A.
Wait, start again, Tom. What was the first letter?
S. A. N.
Thalidomide.
Thank you.
M A N D Y.
And, oh, Mandy, you came and you.
San Mandy.
You can't.
San Mandy.
You gave without taking. Oh, thalidomide. You came and you gave without taking.
That's worth a roar.
And I left. Roar! Oh, thalidomide.
Children of thalidomide.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
I like to know where Charlie's at. I like to talk to him, but...
All right, Tom. Charlie's here.
Charlie!
Hello, Tom.
Hey, what are you doing, buddy?
Just talking to you.
Yep,
I'm doing stuff with the Tyson's Tunnel, buddy.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, Tom.
Yep, we're gonna get the Metro going out to Dulles.
Underground.
Over.
You know.
How do you spell Mandy?
Mandy, Mandy.
Great. Hey, got that one.
Almost.
Now spell hot dog.
Hot, HOTDOG.
Now spell berry.
What now? Berry?
Berry.
B-E-R-R-Y.
I bet he gets this one. Spell?
T.
Now talk in your evil voice.
Like what? Like this? I am.
No, when you're really mad.
God dang it! I'm mad!
That's when we say Super Dave is great.
No! Super Dave sucks!
Hey, you know, seriously, if we can speak to you seriously for a second, Tom.
Go ahead.
Can we talk about how wonderful Super Dave is? Can we talk about how wonderful Super Dave is?
You gave without taking.
Tom?
That you away, the little mind.
The little mind. Super Dave sucks.
From Jake.
No, he's the best.
No, he's not. I'm the best.
Today.
I'm the best.
No, you're not.
Who did I take to the station and just bear back?
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Who came out to bear back and put the...
You know.
The bunny rabbit suit on?
Yeah, who?
I did.
And
who did?
You know.
I did.
You know.
I did.
Spell tard.
I did.
How do you spell tard? How do you spell tard?
Watch it.
How do you spell it, Tom?
T-A-R-D.
Hey, you got it. The little mind. You came and you gave without taking. But I sent you away, oh, the little mind. Well, you kissed me and stopped me from shaking.
Guess what,
and
guys?
You're lead poisoning today, oh, the little mind.
Guess what? Guess what shirt I got on today?
The same one you wore 4 days ago?
No.
A dirty one?
No, a clean one.
A cream one?
It's not over until it's under.
I'm talking about the tunnel.
TysonTunnels.org.
Super Dave wants above ground rail.
No, he's not.
The little mind.
Watch it.
You came and I came without taking. But I sent you away, oh, the little mind.
Watch it.
You're right, Tom.
What was that sound?
That's not funny.
That's not funny, Don. Watch it.
How about this? Oh, tardy. Well, you came and you gave without taking.
Watch it.
I sent you away, oh, Mongo. You kissed me and stopped me from shaking. And there's exit group home today. Little pitchy item.
Watch it.
A lot of
watch
rain.
It.
The Little Mind by Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Watch it now.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Watch it. I'm doing something.
What are you doing, Tom?
Uh-oh.
Whatever
watch
it is.
What I'm doing.
Whatever it is, Super Dave could do it better.
No, he cannot.
Yeah, you know he could.
No, he can't.
Yes,
no, he cannot.
Of course he can.
No, Super Dave cannot.
He's a great guy. He's a wonderful guy.
I'm better than he is.
Tom, what did you think of The Sopranos last night?
Good.
What did you like best about it?
Good.
Good.
How about this song, guys? Listen to this one.
How about this?
I love it when he turns it around on us.
He certainly has.
If he starts singing now about being mentally competent.
Like label to Stardy. Ha ha ha.
He's calling from his nerve center.
He's going to do the same thing we just did.
Are you going to sing for us, Tom?
Tom, are you going
to
sing?
You know, we used to do that with him a long time ago.
Hey, put me a CD on and I can sing it with it.
He's always said that. You'd like to sing along to a CD?
Yeah. Put on some country, if you got any country there.
Any country, though?
Country music?
I don't
know if we have any country music or not.
Super Dave likes rock.
I like rock, and I like metal. And everything goes the right way I go.
Right. Are you going to sing along, Tom?
All right, Tom. Here are some choices we've got for you.
Okay.
Oh,
tired today?
No, he's right on. He's spot on.
What do you got there, Robbie?
So you wanted country. We have a Garth Brooks.
We have Garth Brooks. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Yep, that one.
That one?
Yeah, Bobby.
There you go.
Everybody, the country stylings of Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Tom?
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Excellent.
Yeah,
you're a good singer, Tom.
I bet Super Dave could do a better job.
No, I can do better than he can. Listen tomorrow on my show tomorrow, 1 to 3. On WEBR.
Okay, we will. Oh, that's your public access show.
Yep.
All right, Tom.
Tom, it's been a real slice of heaven.
Yep.
Hey, Tom, would you sing a little more?
If Bobby can give me the Beach Boys one.
Oh, you want Beach Boys?
Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got it right here.
They are perfect for something.
Oh, I love the Beach Boys. How about Fun, Fun, Fun?
Tom? Tom, he got excited, I think, and Tom is gone. Accidentally hung up. We've lost Tom.
The line just went still on us. Sorry about that.
Remember when you had Tom in your car? He couldn't get enough of the Beach Boys.
That's right. What a shame he was really getting ready to sing the Beach Boys.
He must have gotten sweaty and the phone slipped.
Not like he's not going to call back. And see, so here we go. Hi, Tom.
Hey, it's just me. Tom? Yeah?
You ready to sing with the Beach Boys?
I got my ear on.
Tom, what are you doing? Why does it sound like you're on a speakerphone now?
It's just me.
Yeah, but are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm trying to look up something for me.
What are you doing?
He's looking up something for him.
Looking up.
Tom, I have to ask you a question, buddy.
Go ahead.
When you call other radio shows and do this whole act with them, do they give you as much time as we do?
Mm-mm.
No.
Like when you call that butt much guy at 101, and he asks you exactly all the same questions that Mike and I do, and we've honed and refined over you, with you over the years.
No
what? Tom?
Tom, pay attention now, okay? We're talking to you.
When you call the radio shows and other DJs have heard you on our show, and they want to have fun with you like we do, Do any of those DJs give you as much time on the air as we... No.
He does the same act, the one where he pretends not to know how to spell.
Here we go.
Yes.
Oh, see, this is what he cared about. He's getting his own record. He's going to sing for us.
Settlers of Country Music.
Yeah.
This is Kenny Chesney.
Louder, Tom.
Hard to believe that, like, the guy at 101 doesn't give him all the time we give him.
Oh, it does.
This is a record time even for us. Hey, Tom. Tom.
Yeah.
I want you to sing to the Beach Boys.
All right,
turn your music off.
All right, go ahead.
Pay attention to the telephone.
You've got Beach Boys right here, Tom.
Okay.
This is just the intro.
All right.
You know the rocking intro. My name is Al.
Alakazam.
Good afternoon. Sure, happy. You're with me. And now,
Beach Boys coming up next.
Calm down. Yeah, you got it, Tom.
Come on, Tom.
Stay with it, Tom.
Okay.
Tom?
Yeah?
Got your butt cheeks out. You on a wild goose chase now.
Wow.
No. You'll have
fun, fun, fun till your daddy gets a piece away.
Have fun, fun, fun till her daddy what?
Gets away.
This is the musical interlude, Tom.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
We always take my car.
Watch it.
Tom, I was coming up on some lyrics. I had the wrong Beach Boys song. Why'd you say watch it when I said we always take my car?
He's on guard.
I had a brain fart. I was thinking about I Get Around.
We're all getting him right now. We've had him on too long. It's contagious. It's like that guy with tuberculosis.
Sing, Tom.
It's having fun. Tell your daddy get your pizza away. Okay.
That sucks. That was terrible.
That was terrible.
No, don't repeat what we're saying, Tom.
Oh.
That was really terrible. Super Dave would have done a much better job.
No.
Much
get another one.
No, we're not getting another one. No, you didn't make a decent effort there.
You had your chance. Call one of those other schmucks that wants you to be their ventriloquist dummy.
Tom, what happened to you? You used to be so good. You've fallen apart, Tom. You need to regroup and reinvent. You know.
Are you
mean?
Looking for music in your special room now?
No.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Talking to you all.
All right, Tom, we've got to go to break now.
Go to break. Dynamite.
He lacks focus.
He is not focused today. You're right.
Eager for that. I am too focused.
What'd you have for lunch?
Yeah, Bobby, what?
See?
Yeah, he's not focused at all.
What did you have for lunch?
Do you have your rubber band around your wrist?
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
What? No, I'm not having my rubber band around my wrist.
You are supposed to have the rubber band. You are supposed to have the rubber band around your wrist
for anger
management.
What?
You should. You should have that rubber band around your wrist at all times.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
you should.
If I don't have a rubber band around my wrist, that rubber band's going to come straight down, fucked up pike, and go to the station.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do about that then?
I'm going to shoot it.
You're going to shoot your rubber band.
Yes. He's going to shoot his rubber band.
Right down Rockville
Put
pike.
That rubber band around your wrist.
Tom?
That's his tell.
What?
Have they adjusted the... Do you take pills?
No!
No, come on,
no,
Tom.
Not at all? You've got to be on some meds.
I'm on blood pressure pills. That's why.
Just blood pressure? That's it?
Yes.
Super Dave's not on any medication at all.
Perfect health.
Super Dave. I'm on Super Dave, and I'm going to kick his goddamn... Can I say it?
Yeah.
Super Dave, and I'm going to kick his ass.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, because...
Because he's better than you?
Why? I want to challenge him. Listen to this.
Because he has perfect blood pressure?
I want to challenge him in arm wrestling. If anybody's out there, hey, Super Dave, if you're out there listening, I want to challenge you in arm wrestling.
You're on for that one, Tom.
That sounds like a highly entertaining segment.
Sure it does.
Would you like to come down and arm wrestle Super Dave?
Yes, I'll win. Ha, ha, ha.
No, he'll beat you.
Doesn't Tom have the arm strength like of Queen Elizabeth? Or Helen Mirren or whatever. It doesn't really matter.
No. That would be an interesting competition. I think they're both a little stocky.
Want me to get Dave on the phone?
No, not right now.
Are you sure? You're sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay. Might be like a mint.
And don't get Robert Mailman on the phone right now either.
I'm going out to dinner with Super Dave tonight.
Where are you all going to dinner?
Not none of
I'm
your business.
I'm going to be there.
No, not none of your business. So it's just me.
I will
me.
Be there if you watch.
No,
it's,
no there's
be.
No way. You're not going to know.
We got to go. Got to go.
Dynamite, go to break.
No, you got to just hang up now.
Hang up, please.
Hey, no, I'm not hanging up.
Is he there? Is he gone? Tom, are you still there?
No, I'm not. This is Satan. I am not there.
You're being you very bad today.
How you doing, Don?
I'm being good today.
What's happening, God's practical joke?
I'm being good today.
What's happening, God's equivalent of a hand buzzer when you shake hands with someone?
No.
What's happening, God's equivalent of a whoopee cushion?
I'm being good today.
What's happening, God's rubber band?
I'm not God's rubber band.
What's happening, God's fake dog poop?
I'm not God and goof.
What's happening, dog?
I'm not a dog. I'm not a dog.
Hey, Tom, have you ever thought about if you spell God backwards, what does it spell?
G-O-O-D.
No.
Tom, how do you spell God?
G-O-O-D.
No.
Good, right. How do you spell dog? It's God backwards.
D-O-G.
Yes, and what does D-O-G spell?
God.
Now, do you say God?
Yeah. He's not focused
I
today.
I pray to dog.
I am focused on...
You are not. You're retarded. Are you?
Watch it!
Tom, you are.
Dog
please. Please, you are. We love you, but you are, mildly.
I'm just brain damaged. I'm not retarded. Retarded is wrong. That's what it's going to be. The R is not going to be anywhere near anywhere.
All right, you're brain damaged.
All right, and you do a great job, Tom.
You're BD.
And we love you on the show.
You're not R, you're BD.
We just love Super Dave a little more.
No, I'm going to come down there when you're going to tell me to come down there.
Super Dave has a perfect
brain. No, Super Dave is wrong.
Super Dave.
I want to tell you something. No, Super Dave is wrong. He stepped on my turf. I'm going to kick his ass.
Oh, no, he didn't.
His turf?
Bull crap.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't step on your turf.
Super Dave has a sweet brain.
No. Who put the goddamn rabbit suit on for Easter?
Who did that?
I did.
Tom, again, really. We've been down this road.
Yeah, Tom, why can't you like and love Super Dave like
Super
you do?
Super Dave is wrong.
Why can't you love him like we do?
Because I hate him. Whoa. I am the devil of Georgia.
Devil of Georgia.
He's the devil of Georgia.
Devil of Georgia.
All right, well, Tom, watch him. Tom, we do have to go to break. Take us to break, please.
Yeah, Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I love them folks. I used to date a retarded gal for a while. I loved her today. We ended up breaking up. We didn't agree on nothing. It's unbelievable. I'd say tomato. She'd say bowling shoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Lawrence.
How is Lawrence the digital cable man? Yeah. Lawrence, your TV guy. I don't like calling him by the name that everybody calls him by.
Lawrence, the home theater fellow.
Thank you, Mike.
My brother's an idiot. He sold his truck for gas money.
I'm sorry. Don't be
He's
sorry.
A moron.
No, to me.
Eliminated in the spelling bee first round one time. Apparently, there ain't no number 8 in the word pollinate.
Lawrence.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Lawrence,
they're ready to believe.
Lawrence, the high definition, right?
You learn a lot, though, when you have kids. I'll tell you what. Did you know when a baby poops its diaper, you're not supposed to hit him with a rolled-up newspaper?
What not? What not?
The flat screen, yeah.
Let them prey on you, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Well, that was Larry the Cable Guy talking about retards. Here is Super Dave, who is calling now. Actually, he texted Rob during the break with a message for Tom Gavitt, and here he is now to just tell us, everybody. Hi, Super Dave.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Great to hear from you. What, yeah. What did you text to Rob?
I just said I really didn't want to accept Tom's challenge because I think I may be the stronger guy and I don't want to accidentally hurt him.
Don't want to hurt him. Oh, wow. You mean you really think you're that strong?
Right. Things do happen and I don't know how all the ligaments work, but I think I'm the stronger guy.
I have to ask you, Super Dave, have you ever arm wrestled before?
Yes, I have.
Pretty good at it?
Were you victorious?
Yes.
And you've hurt people before?
No, I haven't. Nice. But I have seen videos of people arm wrestling where they did it a certain way and their arm broke and everything.
Hey, Super Dave, I'm on the internet right now and I see something called thegayquiz.com. Do you want to take it?
Sure.
It's supposed to be, it says, welcome to thegayquiz.com.
Very good.
The quiz that answers the age-old question, are you gay?
Mm-hmm.
Click start the quiz.
All right.
Are you ready, Super Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
You like chicks, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God, he practically has a cotton Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ha. Hold on a second. Here we go. Okay. You go to the bar to meet chicks. Check out fashions or dance?
I'd go to check out chicks.
Chicks.
Meet chicks.
Let me see. You drink wine, if that's all there is, on a regular basis, or in a beer glass?
I drink beer.
Okay, but you drink wine, if that's all there is, on a regular basis, or in a beer glass.
I drink wine.
If that's all there is?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, do you drink it on a regular basis?
No, not on a regular basis.
All right, your favorite sport is either tennis, football, basketball, or figure skating.
I like football the best.
Good. Your favorite movie is The Godfather, Rambo, Brokeback Mountain, or Say Anything.
I like Rambo.
Sure you do.
Very good, Dave.
All right, here's the next set of questions.
Very, very good so far.
The ballet is a place for high-class girls and beer. The ballet is lovely. The ballet is somewhere I go to impress chicks.
Somewhere I go to impress chicks.
He's doing very well so far.
I say so.
My favorite kind of music is Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, AC/DC, or Clay Aiken.
So I do like all kinds of music.
That's good.
So I'd say all the above.
Pick one. Pick one, though. Jay-Z, Justin, AC/DC. Well, never mind. I've clicked Clay Aiken.
AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Okay. Your wardrobe is ...
Oh, here we go.
On the floor and dirty, totally in fashion, or a mixture of jeans and T-shirts?
Mixture of jeans and T-shirts.
Oh. Don't we really think it's on the floor and dirty?
Right, some of it is.
All right, well,
how you doing with that laundry?
Here we go.
I got a load done before, but it's getting time to do another load.
Yeah, time to do another load.
Dancing is ... Dancing is my soul. Dancing is for chicks. Dancing is fun and keeps me thin. Or dancing is gay.
Dancing keeps me fit.
So fun and keeps me fit.
Yeah. Dancing keeps me fit.
My favorite tea is orange
pico.
Uh-huh. Ginger tea, coffee, or beer?
Beer.
Beer.
He liked his beer.
Right, the heterosexual.
You're right.
All right, now we wait.
Very hetero answers. Extremely so far.
Would you take off your shirt, Dave?
Except for the dancing keeps me fit.
Dave, would you take,
right.
Now this is when you take off your shirt.
Hello.
You cross your arms and start at the bottom. Or you pull the shirt up from the neck. Or you tear it to shreds and buy a new one.
Start at the bottom and go from bottom to top.
Mm-hmm. Would that be cross arms and start at the bottom? Okay, good.
Yes, right.
Start at the bottom.
My favorite magazine of these is GQ, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, or Us Weekly.
I'm going to say Maxim.
Maxim, good answer.
Do you wear a belt, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely essential.
Do you have a great sense for interior design? Yes or no?
No.
Brad Pitt is either so hot, cute, great in Fight Club, or awesome because he gets so many chicks.
Something to do with the chicks.
Yeah.
Awesome because he gets so many chicks.
Right. Right.
These questions are there, for goodness sake.
These are strange. Some of these questions are a little odd.
This is from the website, The Gay Quiz.
Last page.
Is it the last page, Buzz?
Yeah, you're about to go to it.
Oh, well, thank you. When you cook, you use the least amount of dishes possible, make something frozen from a box or a can, or create the best lemon butter chicken. So scrumptious.
Fred, I really don't cook at all.
So be frozen?
Because what I normally do is go to Daily Bread.
Okay, here we go.
Or go out to Hooters.
Here's
or
the next
someplace.
One. Uh-huh. My car is ... Dude, it's a truck. My car is a piece of crap I never wash. My car is a Miata. Or my car is so clean.
I don't have a car, period. I take transit.
Could you drive? Do you have a driver's license?
I started to take the process, but I never completed it.
Wow. We've got to answer it, though. Pick one. Pick one, A, B, C, or D.
which my car would be clean.
Clean, okay. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite alcoholic drink? Beer, highball, anything with an umbrella, or a Bellini?
Really, my favorite is beer. Yeah.
Beer.
Likes his beer.
Lacoste? Right. Lacoste? Hold on, Dave. We're almost done. Lacoste,
right.
Lacoste is a brand of shirts, so last year, or the French translation of the cost. Lacoste.
See, the French translation. That's good. That's going to do him well.
And finally, who is your favorite female singer? Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion, or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to work for him.
I do, too.
All right. Would like to make Beyonce my fiance.
Hey.
Very good, Dave.
Oh, my God. Complete the survey while we check your answers. My God.
You mean you have to check? You have to do a survey now?
Dick for everything.
Okay.
The word dick, personal dick.
Oh, so that's one of those deals where you have to fill it out before they give you the results.
Right.
They want your date of birth,
right.
Address, name. I have a feeling, Dave, when Don gets done filling this out, that you're going to come out ahead on this.
Right.
If you wanted to be super hetero.
Right.
If you wanted to be gay, it's not going to work out for you.
Right.
Select a state and zip. I'm almost done here. State and zip.
Texas. I always use Texas.
North Dakota. Does it really matter? It
doesn't matter.
63. 11th. 27. Okay. Phone number is...
666-6666. Mark of the devil.
Right.
So you really think you'd snap Tom Gavin's arm, huh, Dave?
I don't know about that.
All right, finally, continue to results.
All right, we're going to get the results now?
Hold on, these codes need to be zip code. Where the hell does it say zip code?
Do we need the North Dakota zip code?
Where is it, Robbie?
Next to North Dakota.
Oh, I see.
No,
all
I
right,
think
okay.
Anything
all
will
right,
do.
Hold on.
Zip code 666666.
Okay. Right.
Finally, continue to results.
Or, I'm sorry, 66666.
Come on.
Yes, 66.
Continue to resolve.
If you wanted to have the routing code.
Exactly.
Nine-digit.
Yeah. Dave, I'm pretty sure you're not gay.
Right.
ContinueToResults.com. And here it comes, finally.
Right.
Come on, big bucks. TheGayQuiz.com. Complete the consumer survey while we
talk. Oh, no. Not a, see, that's all it is.
That's how they get you.
It's an excuse to do their own marketing, their research marketing.
You got to select yes.
Soylent Green is people.
All right, give me a moment just to select no to everything.
We've come this far. From my cold, dead hands.
Be careful what you check. It might make him gay.
Oh, I'm just checking no to everything, to every goddamn ad they got on this.
I'm
thing.
Checking a series of shampoos.
Okay. No.
Shampoo and lube.
No.
All in one. Did you shower today, Dave?
I took a bath
they
today.
No shower, just a bathtub.
Right. We only have a bathtub at the house.
Was it a cold water bath?
It was warm water.
All right.
Got hot and cold running water, but it's only a tub.
Dave, you think anybody's ever going to try to... work it out so you have a shower there?
All right, submit.
I don't know. I'd like that.
Yeah. What didn't I miss? You must select yes or no to all of the choices. God, what one did I forget? Look at this thing. Do you see any that don't have yes or no?
Maybe one has to be a yes.
Oh, no. There is one that's...
You didn't ask.
Those surveys, this is just like the internet.
Mm-hmm. Candy.
They are pesky.
Candy.
Right.
Dave, don't you hate those internet surveys?
Yeah.
Right, that's it. Done.
Are we done? We're going to get the results?
Finally.
I hope so.
I had to click on if I liked M&M's or Skittles.
Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, they're really what they're doing. You've just saved them some money.
To take advantage of the offers you select, to fill out the short survey. Oh, my God. I cannot do this. Submit.
We'll never know, then.
I'm just submitting it. What the hell?
Are they going to spew it out, regardless, even if you don't take the survey?
There were errors in your submission.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
The select CD field is required.
They're not playing around. This is not fair.
Okay, here we go. There you go. Yeah.
Don't you like M&M?
And there you go.
And hey, maybe we'll get some free candy out of it.
I like M&M and I like Christian rock.
Uh-huh. Remember, candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Here we go.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave loves that.
Dave House.
Oh, my God.
Right.
There are errors in your submission. Uh-huh. A valid phone number.
What you need to do is just click no up here.
Okay.
You can buy it.
No.
Thank you.
My answer is no. I won't be doing your survey because I don't care about giving you my information. The answer is no.
Now they're asking, do I want to learn about belly fat?
Do you?
No, I clicked no.
That's the omentum.
You know, this is all this does is lead into more and more click-ons. Do you want to learn about?
I think it's an infinite survey that will never be finished.
Well, Mike, I'm up to. Do you want? I'm a diabetic, and I'd like to receive a new meter free. No.
Oh my God!
I mean, every time I try to get the answer, it keeps clicking on.
Yeah, what it is surveys and then followed by a sales pitch.
Are you interested in getting a car loan? No.
Thank God, it's almost like dealing with Philip Stalkum.
I just want to find out if this guy likes... Oh,
wow!
No.
Look at this! Look at this!
It just keeps coming.
Complete this quick consumer survey while we check your answers.
Again?
Look at all these things.
Wow.
That sucks. That sucks. I'm sorry, Dave, you're not gay.
You're not gay at all.
You're not gay. Never mind.
You're not gay, and you're not going to be receiving anything.
We ran it in the back room, Dave, and you are gay. Sorry.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Tom is on the phone, though.
Oh, no.
What? Tom.
This could get ugly.
Watch it.
Watch what, Tom?
What?
Tom, come on. Focus. What do you want?
What's up, Tom?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm in. All right. How are you, buddy?
Good. You ready for the arm wrestling contest?
But I don't want to cause any damage. Just want to be sure that it's good and everything's watched and it's done properly, though.
I am still clicking on this goddamn thing.
Meanwhile, Tom is not answering.
I'm still
Dave.
Filling out surveys for Super Dave to find out he's gay.
Yeah.
Dave is afraid that he'll hurt you if you have.
No, he's not. I'm gonna hurt him.
Really.
I'm stronger than he is.
Dave, what do you have to say to that?
All right, I just want to be sure that everything's properly supervised.
Finally, you are not gay.
You're not gay,
You're
Dave.
You're not gay, Dave. Ooh. That's what they're saying.
You are not gay, Dave, according to audiogay.com.
Dave, they're just teasing. Dave,
yeah.
Listen to me. They're just teasing you. They tease me. That's what the joke is about.
That's right, Tom. You're right. That's the joke. We don't mean it.
That's a joke. They're not. The thing is not like that at all.
He's not gay, but you're brain damaged.
Oh,
watch it.
No, Tom, I thought you said you were brain damaged.
I'm a little brain damaged.
I'm a little brain damaged.
Short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my handle. But I guess the arm wrestling match is on, right, guys?
Yeah.
So long as nobody gets hurt. And Dave, you're very sweet,
right.
Not to want to hurt anybody. But Tom's very strong. I think he can hold his own.
Good.
All right. Well, we got to fly, guys. Thanks for taking that quiz with us, Dave.
Sure.
All right. And Tom.
Yes. Good. What date is it going to be? What date? Yeah. I want to know.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
How about a little politeness? Okay.
Okay.
You know, you don't scream, when's it going to be?
Does your brain feel swollen?
No.
Does your arm feel strong?
Yes, it does.
What are you going to do to Dave's arm?
I'm going to arm wrestle him.
I think you have water on the brain.
No, I don't.
I think you do, Tom.
No, I don't.
Tom, do you see in color or black and white?
I see color.
That's good.
I'm looking forward to this arm wrestling match.
What date is it going to be?
Can you both do it wearing tank tops?
Yeah.
Shirtless
is even better.
Shirtless. And Tom, can you tell us how you got your brain damage?
When I was born.
Oh, okay.
How'd you get yours, Dave?
Yeah, well, I'll have to see when Rob can set it up.
Okay.
Right. All right, very good.
I'll be by and pick you up tomorrow.
Good talking to you guys.
You guys take care.
I'll text you.
Right.
Have a good day.
May the best man win.
Bye-bye now.
Right, bye-bye.
Remember, Dave, you're not gay. We knew that, though.
Right. Hey, Dave, they're just teasing you. They do that all the time.
Right.
That's very nice, Tom.
You're not gay.
Right.
Right. All right, Tom. Good talking to you, BD.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Come on. Dave, hang up.
Right.
Tom, you hang up first. Who's on the line?
Me.
Oh, Dave. Okay, very good. Right. Now you can hang up, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. See you later.
Okay, there you go.
That's something.
It always happens when you get two alpha males, doesn't it?
How about that sweet streak in Super Dave that doesn't want to break
Hello.
Tom's arm?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And Tom for looking out for Dave. They're just kidding.
Yeah, they're just teasing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. I took one of those surveys one day, and now I get anywhere from 75 to 250 emails a day of all junk mail.
Oh, my God.
Honey, that's why we did it here at work, on the computers at work.
Yeah, you might as well change that computer screen name, because that's all you're going to get now.
All right, well, it was, as I counted, it was only 8 pages of consumer stuff, but I just put dick in for every single word.
And you finally got your answer about Super Dave.
He's not gay.
Not gay.
Yeah, if you guys figure out how to get rid of all those emails so that they stop sending them to you, please let us all know.
I would love to know that, because, I mean, you can do the pop-up ad blockers, right. But how do you prevent the emails from coming? I get 75 to 100 a day.
Don't you have the thing on whoever your internet provider is that says report as spam? Yeah.
Spam blockers.
Do you have something?
I think I have spam blocker.
I think today I got maybe 10 porno things and 10 things saying that I can buy Viagra from Canada.
Oh, I get that all the time.
And all I did was just report all as spam, and most of them go away then.
You know what? I will try that.
Yeah.
I will absolutely try that because I haven't done that. Is there a, you just click on something on your email?
It says, when you don't even have to open it up. You just go to it like it's new.
Highlight it.
And then as soon as it says, like, because I can tell, like, it's...
Or in my case, like, I check it.
It says, like, you know, buddy of yours, you know, great deals on Viagra, check it, and then just look for an icon that says, report as spam.
Excellent. Although those prices are pretty good. How long have you been doing business with Canada?
Since they started offering them.
Buzz constantly getting his medications across the line. Especially those blue pills.
Don't laugh them off.
He likes his Viagra.
Viagra.
Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi there, what's up? Oh, we got a break. I'm sorry, we ran way long there. Hello.
I smell a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Okay. I think it could be.
I think it's more than a pay-per-view.
I would like to caution you, though.
Yes?
If you get two of those tards together and the tard strength combination, it could be possibly like crossing the beams in Ghostbusters. It's going to warp the time-space continuum.
Thank you.
But I would check your insurance policy before you go through with this.
I think it's very important to note that Super Dave had some type of his cord was wrapped around his neck.
Umbilical cord wrapped around his neck, lost a little oxygen to his brain.
And Tom, as you heard, is not retarded. He's simply brain damaged.
Both of them, I think, a little bit of
difficult
damage there.
Birth.
Yes, both difficult at the beginning. Yes.
All things equal, Tom might actually be smarter if he'd had a better birth.
That could be true. But really, don't you think, as far as strength goes, this could be a battle royale?
Oh, yeah.
They've got the same body type.
You know how they talk about with adrenaline? That, like, you know, if there's a guy and his little baby's underneath the car, the guy could lift up the car. I imagine that Tom has that within him.
Tom instigated the report. I mean, the battle. So I think that Tom actually has done this before and obviously has some confidence.
He can pull out that brain damage strength.
But in his nice way, Super Dave then came back and said, I don't want to do ligament damage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe he's, and Super Dave said that he's arm wrestled also.
He's also strong as
and, you know, they both have those little short arms, and they're stocky little, like, elfin arms.
Less
that
likely
they
to snap.
Sounds to me like a battle royale.
Likely to snap.
The squared circle.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on.
And just like chicken bones.
I think really, as opposed to arm wrestling, maybe we should do ultimate fighting. You know, get the octagon.
You know what they could do, actually, was, do you ever do that when you're a kid? Did you leg wrestle with someone?
Oh, yeah.
You lay on your back, and you, like, you just go out with your legs?
That would be, there'd be some blood.
Not on the side with Tom's bad hip.
We've got to keep it arm wrestling because Tom's got the hip.
Right. Well, he's got a titanium hip, so he might even have an advantage.
Well, Mr. Awesome is going to work on that for us.
Wonderful.
Correct, Mr. Awesome?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
He could take winner.
And incidentally, if we do have the, this is just a request. If we do have the arm wrestling, you know, we've got a Dick's Sporting Goods right across the store, the street here. Can we maybe have uniforms for them?
Yes.
Like real arm wrestling uniforms.
And I think that they should both wear those boxing headgear.
Yeah.
Yes.
And wrestling unitards. Wrestling unitards and boxing headgear.
Could there be anything more appropriate than a unitard?
Gotcha.
Commercials.
That's what's coming up here.
Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You broke up with her?
Why?
So we could do the voice.
La, la, la.
What's the matter? I think I'm getting tired of it. Hey, it's that whole Adage, hello, and la, la, la.
Hey, it could do anything. It could be Spanish. Hola. Hello.
I think I like the girl better than the voice.
Really? Hello.
Don't.
I told you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Way over the line, guys. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, it's time.
When I was a little boy.
Time to have some fun on the show.
Yeah. Very good.
You know, our producer of the week.
Yes.
John Norman.
John Norman.
Has been doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really good supply of guests and et cetera recently.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the day that John again hit the brick wall.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, you know, he was, I mentioned last week he was kind of flaunting to me outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so we got Simon Cowell coming up on Monday. Pretty good that NBC called back. They want to promote that talent show.
Yeah. Right.
And then also it was the actor who plays Phil Leotardo. Right?
Yes.
That he was going to be on the show.
Right.
And as it turns out, the neither of them. He did come to me and say, though, that I said, well, okay, great, what do you got? This is just during the commercial break. And he said, well, I've got two guys that are going to 100 morning shows. And I said, well, that's great. We don't do a morning show.
Right.
He said, well, maybe I thought you'd like to talk with them about what it's like to go to 100 different morning shows. So, John, come on in the studio, buddy. It'll be a new learning experience for John today.
All right. Very good.
Spend just a couple of seconds out and just see how God feels about your job as producer.
Oh, dear.
John, lucky for you. Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Lucky for you, we're just about to get what appears to be some kind of a thunderstorm outside.
Serious electrical storm outside. Yeah. Thunder and lightning.
Now, we don't have a golf club, but we do have this gigantic... How big is that rod, Robbie?
It's about every bit of 9 feet.
Yeah, 8, 9.
That's
yeah.
A big nine.
Like a lightning rod is what it is.
9 foot rod.
It's a huge lightning rod.
Well, you're just going to have you go outside for about 5 minutes.
And he's going to put the headphones on with the microphone. And he's going to be our weather reporter today.
We'll just see.
We can hear the thunder. I can hear it in the background.
Yeah, we can, during the commercials, we can actually hear it here at the studio.
One of them really hit close. So we've seen some lightning flashes as well.
Godspeed. If anything happens to him, it's just God saying it's time to get a new producer.
Right.
That's all.
Exactly.
I'm saying.
Understood.
I don't feel like yelling at you. No one feels like hearing me yell at you.
You want to check the microphone there, John?
Hello?
There it is. All right.
Go on out. Let's see if God thinks we need a new producer.
Okay.
All right. That's the sound of the pole.
You heard
this is a huge piece of iron that they're using.
Oh.
Right now he's going outside.
How's the weather out there?
The rain has begun.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's wet. Let's see if we can hear it. The rain?
Or the thunder?
I can hear the wind.
No, no rain or thunder at the moment. Well, just the rain coming down, not making a lot of noise, unfortunately.
All right, can we? Can you, like, bang that on the concrete steps so we can hear that? And how tall is the pole you're standing out there with in the electrical storm?
I'd say about 10 feet.
9 or 10 feet.
No, Robbie, why don't you situate him somewhere where he's, like, right in the middle of all the wind?
And where would that be?
Well, wherever it's windy, if he's just standing on the front porch.
Well, if you want to be safe in an electrical storm, I've always heard that he should stand right next to a tree.
I'm right out on the sidewalk now.
All right. Let's hear that thing clank again.
All right. Now,
drop it on the sidewalk.
Now, there's the sound of the wind. Listen.
Okay, now, let me see. I'm picturing something like from Evan Almighty.
Right.
You know, where Steve Carell is dressed like Noah.
Right.
I'm picturing John outside with this big metal rod in his hand, saying now, God, give me the strength to be a better producer.
Like the scene out of Caddyshack.
Yes.
That's my mantra every day, Don.
Or like something out of the Ten Commandments.
Uh-huh.
And if I am not the man for the job, give me a sign. Strike me with lightning now.
If I am not the man for the job, please give me a sign and strike me dead as we speak.
Now, that's... Let's not take it all the way there.
Yes.
No, I don't want to be dead.
You could actually be brain damaged.
He's stunned. I think that's already happened, Mike.
Okay. Now let's. How are the storms doing out there?
It's not very stormy at the moment, unfortunately.
See, there's where you're a brilliant producer, you know, because really, if you were smart, you would say, "Oh, it's pretty nasty out here."
It's really nasty out here.
Lucky to be alive.
let's just be quiet for a second in here, because I swear to God, during the commercials, did it not sound?
Listen to that.
Did it not sound like the sky was about to cave in?
Yes, and there's an emergency vehicle going towards one of the.
Maybe they're coming to stop you, John.
Probably not.
I can see the firefighter in the cab going, my God, there's a man standing outside with a metal 10-foot pole.
All right, well, Johnny, let's see. This is about the time that we would have a scheduled interview, so why don't you take this time to go ahead and just speak to God about your job and hold up the rod. And
maybe throw in a little weather forecast. Give us a little update on the conditions as well.
Is there somebody other than God that I can speak to?
Do you believe in someone other than the G-Man?
I don't believe in the G-Man.
Whoever you believe he or she to be, then.
Are you an atheist or an agnostic?
I'm an atheist.
Thank God. You don't believe in God?
No, I don't.
You son of a bitch.
Maybe the power of prayer would help you reel in a guest or two.
The power of Price compels me.
I heard Price.
Yeah, sorry. That
you're asking for God to just throw a lightning bolt.
I mean, I'm giving him every shot.
It's
told him
extremely
I...
dark outside.
It is very dark.
Open up your blinds, Mike. Please.
Well, that's not that dark.
Is it?
But it's over on the other side. It's behind our building.
There was
it's
some like, lightning.
Hold on. Well, let's hear that then.
It's one of those deals where it's like pitch black on one side and absolutely
light
bright.
On the other.
Yes, we should hear some thunder now.
Are you still holding the metal rod?
I am.
Hey. Why don't you say something like, bring it on, God. Is that the best you got?
But he's not there. There's no one to talk to.
Oh, okay.
He's got nothing for
you. Me. Humor me.
Are you like one of these really like passionate atheists?
No.
All right. Then just say, whatever unnatural force it is that's making these weather conditions on our planet.
What?
Strike me. You know the deal.
Well, we can. You know what I think will work best for him? Because he's under stress now with that 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Hold the microphone a little away from your face, John, and then at the top of your lungs say, Dear God,
I pray for you to give me a sign.
I pray for you to give me a sign, even though I know you're not there.
See, he's ad-libbing.
Sorry.
That's not... Oh. Now, see, those are people. Those are God-fearing people that are beeping at you.
Yes, I'm sure.
Hello, Buddha. Hail Buddha.
Hey, how about the chicks up in the condo upstairs that we were looking at during the break?
Oh, there's chicks up there now?
Yeah, there are.
Check it out.
Oh, okay. Let me get to a better spot.
Hey, go over with your big pole, John.
Yeah, so why don't you just really put the microphone away from your face and yell up towards the building, hey, ladies, look at my pole.
Hey, ladies, look at my big pole.
Tell them you hope you're not struck by lightning.
I sure do hope I don't get struck by lightning.
Oh, there's the lightning.
There was lightning.
There was a flash.
Let's listen.
As he said,
maybe I should be rethinking that God thing.
Isn't it always that you hear the boom like 2-1000? There must have been a lightning without a boom.
Oh, there it is. There it
far
is.
Away.
There it far away.
About a it's nine. Far away. About a nine.
It's getting closer.
Is it?
I think so.
Which is closer, the storm or one of those guests today that you said was not was going to be on the show?
That would definitely be the storm.
Hey, maybe bang your pole on the ground and say, hey, ladies, look at my pole.
Hey, ladies, check out the pole.
Come on now. Say, hey, I have been a less than adequate producer.
I have been a less than adequate producer today.
Therefore, I say to you, Mother Nature.
Therefore, I say to you, Mother Nature.
Acting in the role of God.
Acting in the role of God.
Strike me with lightning.
Strike me with lightning.
For delivering guys who have been on 100 morning shows.
For delivering guys who've been on almost 100 morning shows.
And we're not even a morning show.
And we're not even a morning show.
Now, top of your lungs, Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
He can't. He's got a real problem with it.
He's got a problem with the G-Man.
Wow. Well,
no problem with him whatsoever.
No wonder you can't get Simon Cowell to come on this show.
Yeah. Boy, you're tempting fate, John. You really are.
What was that? Why don't you talk again as you stand outside of the 9-foot metal pole in your hand about how you don't believe in God?
God, I'm sorry to say that yet I stand out here defying you in every way possible. I don't believe you're there.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a much bigger challenge than we envisioned in the beginning.
This is more than you just screwing up a segment on the show. We're used to that.
This is significant. You're standing outside with a 10-foot pole
during a lightning storm,
challenging the existence of God.
The moment of truth.
Well, one way we're going to find out whether I'm right or wrong here.
I see some of the crows are flying around now. Are there any flies around you?
None whatsoever at the moment.
Any pestilence?
Maybe a frog or two.
Locusts.
Why don't you scream out at whoever, say, hey, Big Bang Theory.
Hello, Big Bang Theory.
I suck as producer.
I suck as producer.
Strike me with lightning.
Strike me with lightning, please.
Wow. Yeah. Bang that pole again so we can hear that. Still nothing. I should point out he's surrounded by an iron fence as well. The only thing that's missing are some golf cleats.
You know what we could do to really make this sing?
Yes.
Have him go across the street to those, you know, those big power lines.
Oh yes, yes.
By
the
time we were
the open
there,
field.
By the time we were out there playing jarts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm under one right now. If I move down here, right toward the end of the sidewalk.
Ooh. Oh, they're
moving in. You know, yeah. He should
apparently
be
apparently the Big
by.
Bang Theory likes that.
He should be standing by Pixie.
Pixie
is struck twice by lightning.
The lucky woman.
I'm on my way to Maine right now.
The strings are broken.
What, Johnny?
Hello?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said that I can't get to Pixie because, well, I could go see her, but I have to get to Maine.
Where are you walking? Where are you walking to now?
I'm down here by the exit.
Near the exit where the power, closer to the power line.
Closer to the power line.
Oh, man, that storm's coming in now.
And the fences.
That storm is coming in.
You know what? Dumbass, really.
Not only is he a less than adequate producer.
Yes.
He'd make a sucky weatherman. It's starting to rain big, gigantic raindrops outside.
Well, it was raining when I came out. It's still raining, Don.
Pretty close to hail.
No, it wasn't raining when you first went outside.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't, dude.
It was not raining this hard.
Not like it is now. Mike, it's starting to open up outside, right?
It
now.
Is because, well, I can see the line, which is almost like, you know what it's like, John? It's like the light you'll see at death when you're going to the kingdom of heaven.
When God stands there.
And then on the other side is, black as a thousand midnights, right. the line of thunderstorms.
But if you buy into the whole God thing, shouldn't he forgive me for not believing?
No.
He may forgive you for that. He will not forgive you for not coming up with Simon Cowell.
Rob is right. You're kind of playing both sides there, Johnny.
Well, better to be safe than sorry.
So you're telling us there's a chance that you may believe in God.
No.
Well, then why?
But I'm just willing to play both sides just in case.
So there is at least a small percentage of you that thinks there may be a God.
About a half a percent.
Still, that's something.
And even if he is up there, I'm pretty certain he doesn't give a rat's ass about me.
Yeah, you're going to find out he does momentarily.
Pretty sure you got to get his attention. Why don't you bang that metal pole again in the middle of this lightning and rainstorm?
God, I defy you. I'm standing outside in a rainstorm with a 10-foot metal pole. Prove me wrong.
Wow.
Wow, what an experiment this is. The wind just kicked up again.
A little bit, yeah. Now it is starting to rain harder.
And I'm saying to you, God, as someone who has suffered through hundreds of suck-ass guests.
Not all of them were mine, though.
There's the thunder again.
Please, learn this boy a lesson. First, let him know there is a God. And second, learn him for us.
Yeah. Don't kill him. Just take off one of his toes.
Just fry his hair, what remaining hair he has left.
Now, where are you standing now, Johnny?
I'm right out in front of the building. Yeah, it's really starting to rain now.
All right, well, let's just hear the sounds of that.
Let's listen.
Let's enjoy that. Your punishment.
You can hear it hitting my head.
No, we can't.
No.
We cannot.
Oh, yeah. Now it's really starting to rain.
Any lightning?
Not right now, no.
Oh, you're very lucky.
Let's challenge God one more time.
All right, God, here's your last chance. Still standing in front of 5914 Hubbard Drive in Rockville with a 10-foot metal pole in a storm.
You know that moment where you went 59? Yeah, that was God doing that.
Is that what it was?
That's exactly what it was. Oh, I saw lightning.
Oh, okay.
Let's listen.
Oh.
Hold on. Now I can hear the rain.
Yeah.
Now I could actually hear the of the rain. For a moment. That was you, Mike. Hello, I'm in the room with you. I can see you doing it.
There's some thunder.
Yeah, that was some thunder. I was making a sound over it. I'm sorry.
Now it's raining hard.
Well, let's see if we can hear that.
Here, let me see if I can get some sound of it on the car.
John Norbert.
Yes?
It's God.
No, it's not.
You were screwed.
Well.
You know.
That's nothing new today.
All right, listen, John, I don't know what to say. Either you're an adequate producer or God has taken mercy on your soul. I don't know. Challenge him one more time and come on back in.
All right, God. Going to give you that third and final chance as the rain really starts to come down now. Still standing out in front of the building with a 10-foot pole and a lightning storm. Please strike me.
Want to ask the ladies if they want to get one last look?
What ladies?
The ladies from the building next door.
Hey, ladies!
Hey, still got my pole. You want to check it out?
Let's hear your 10-foot pole.
It's right a pole.
It's really raining now.
I don't know where. Rob, did you find that pole?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You give him a little.
Can I come back in now?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Microphone's getting wet.
Oh, dear. Well, that could cause an electrical shock also.
That's only 9 volts, though.
That's really too bad. But which is worse, the fact that we didn't have a guest or that we had a good segment?
Look at the rain now. Look, well, no, John, stay outside, please. It's coming down in sheets.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What was the question? I missed it.
Now what we need is for him just to go outside in an unprotected area, and let's just listen. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's go back out to the street.
We call this penance. We're just going to turn our mics off, Johnny.
Okay.
There you go, Pip Brown.
This is serious rain.
It's really raining out here now. I haven't seen it rain quite like this in weeks. I'm getting soaked. Still not being struck by lightning. There's some wind.
John, if you get a chance, would you put my windows up?
Hell no.
Wow.
God, please punish me for my lack of guests so I can go back inside and get a little dry. There's the pole. Go ahead and strike it. Wow, and everything's fuzzing out. I'm about ready to...
Wow. Headphones are shorting out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And the microphone is soaked.
But it's a shame. We can still hear you. It still works.
Well, that's good. All right, God, come on. Let's get this over with.
Bring it.
Bring it on, big boy. I don't think you got the stones.
This is like flash flood rain.
It really is. We're not doing a great job of describing.
Oh, it is coming down in buckets. We've got rivers running through the parking lot here.
Why don't you run the microphone on some of the water, some of the standing water down there?
Or
rushing water, the water that's rushing into the storm drain.
Let's see. Let's find a drain here.
Oh, there's lightning.
Oh, let's listen. Yeah, close.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Now hold your stick up.
All right, God, I'm under a huge tree. I've got a 10-foot pole. It's raining. People are looking at me like I'm the biggest moron on the planet, and they're probably not wrong.
Want to offer those ladies another look at the pole?
I don't think they can see me from here.
Doesn't matter, John.
Ladies, I got a 10-foot pole for you.
All right, come on in. Let's take a look at you.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at
it. That could not have been better timing.
He's going to be sick.
He might not have gotten a guess, but the timing with the rain. Oh, my God.
And he was not hit by lightning, Mike.
No, he wasn't. With all that challenging that he was doing, too. Mm-hmm.
You don't F with God like that.
No, you don't. Yeah,
well, look at him.
Seriously.
He's still going to drive home tonight.
He did. You know? He survived so far.
He must have been really way out there.
Way out there.
Way out there.
Here he comes. Think it'd be wet?
Just so cool. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Come on. Step in. Hi there. Get on this microphone.
I think that microphone's shut.
Hi.
Wow.
How wet are you?
Dude. Almost to the bone.
Dude, you are so wet. It's too bad you don't have a personal relationship with God like Mike and I do.
But at least
you got help.
But at least you've got a little meat on your bones, so you should be okay with that.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, Johnny. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. There you go. That's what you do if you don't have a segment on this show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fill it up with your producer.
Offer yourself up out of the street and they thunderstorm. We see that lightning? Yeah. Let's wait to hear it.
There it is, and that's through all the acoustical tile.
That's through our soundproofing.
That's through all of this quality acoustical tile that we
have. I think God would have killed him if he would have just stayed out there 5 more minutes.
He dodged a bullet.
God hates an ultimatum.
He dodged a God bullet.
That's right. God bullet.
Don't F with God, boy.
That's right.
Do you smell wet, dog?
No, I smell wet atheist.
Well, we want to thank both Simon Cowell and the guy who plays Phil on Sopranos. They were really great guests.
That was terrific. Thanks so much, and hope we can speak to them again sometime.
If I'm lying, may God strike John with lightning. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we picked that out like a scab. Here's last night's Sopranos in about a minute.
Listen, I've made a decision. The Sopranos are nothing more than a glorified crew. We decapitate, and we do business with whatever's left. Take out an entire family. Make it happen. Merge everything. He's gone. What happened? The guys are getting squeezed hard. I sway them towards new management. I thought you'd be a part of it.
And he got an answer.
I don't think I can help you.
So wait a minute. You're cutting me loose just as my son got out of the hospital for trying to kill himself? As a doctor, I think what you're doing is immoral.
Three pops, 24 hours, so there's no chance for them to hit back. Top three guys, Tony Soprano, plus Silvio Dante, and we think Bobby Bacchieri.
Yeah, that's them there.
Nobody called you?
No. What's the matter?
Bobby's dead. He's shot. Still in the hospital.
What happened?
I'll be several things. Called the hospital. They wouldn't give no info on Sil.
Yeah, his brother finally phoned back. Doctors don't think he'll recover consciousness.
That's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're making me sick.
You know.
Oh, no.
Theater of the Mindless. The Don and Mike Show.
Just about everybody knows that Paris Hilton has a bitching mugshot. Well, better than Mel Gibson's mugshot.
Yes, yeah, absolutely delightful. And she snuck into the old jailhouse in the dead of night last night.
Got all fixed up. Incidentally, hey, John.
Is God not working right now?
Look at John, this. John Norman does not believe in God. Look at it outside right now. What do you see?
Lots of sunshine.
You're right. Clear. The entire storm, as soon as you came in, passed.
Stop.
You know who made that possible?
God.
No.
The man upstairs.
I don't think so.
God made that possible.
Ironically, it's raining in the producer's room right now.
All right.
Raining blood.
I wish. But that's just me.
That's just me. But it is pretty phenomenal that as soon as he came inside, the clouds opened up and we see sunshine now.
Seriously, well, everybody's been in that situation. It's just we've not seen it with John outside of the lightning rod. That it went from looking like it was 9 o'clock at night,
dark, right.
With menacing clouds, mm-hmm. storm clouds, lightning, thunder. Now here we are 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
Sunshine, blue skies.
Right. Yeah. Somebody doesn't want to believe the signs, he can go ahead and still be a non-believer.
Right. God is a fan of the show.
Amen.
God is a fan of just about everything, John, except those two things you can do to piss God off.
Right.
First, kill yourself.
Yeah, that's a big no-no. That's
bad. Second, I think it's okay if you don't believe in God, but you piss him off if you make a big deal about it.
Oh, God. Standing outside with a lightning rod? Oh, man. Just, you should have eyes in the back of your head, just like the Soprano clan.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 You're on the air. Come on, you got to go to the safe house.
Okay.
Hi!
That was fun.
Just idiots calling.
By the way, is that his mom's old house that they're in?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, there's something that you guys missed last night about the Sopranos.
Yes, sir.
Don't you know the house that they went into? That's the house that he killed Tony's cousin at, like, two or three seasons back from when him and Phil got into it.
I think we were just mentioning the fact that there was a house we had seen somewhere on the show before.
And
right?
I think it's also the house where there was the fire.
Oh, poor you.
Poor you.
Poor you.
I hate that kind of talk, and now I left something on the stove and it burned. John's an atheist. God forgive you.
Ooh, poor Carrie. And, Tony and Carmella would not like what John just said. Not one little bit.
They wouldn't. No one on the Sopranos would.
They got upset when AJ said that.
They're all right. Italians, Mike.
I just have one thing to say to John Norman.
God forgive you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My handsome man. There's my handsome man.
My handsome atheist.
Give me the gabagool.
Oh, poor you.
There she is. I'm making gabagool.
Does your mother know you don't believe in God, John Norman?
That's blasphemy.
Does your mother in Houston, Texas know that?
God forgive you.
John, answer us.
Don't she know?
She knows.
Of course she does.
She's cool with it.
Well, I'm not sure what she could do if she wasn't.
Sidney Jack. Wow. John Norman is the loving son.
As you can tell, religion and his family are important parts of the jigsaw puzzle that is John Norman.
That's a strange answer. Not sure what she could do if she didn't like it. But she, have you discussed it with her? I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Okay.
And what'd she say? I'm not sure she believes either.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. I won't speak for her.
Were, okay. were you homeschooled?
No.
Were you breastfed?
You know, I don't know.
Ah. Did you have hippie parents?
No, absolutely not.
All right.
Were they married in a church?
I believe so, yes. Wasn't there.
Yeah. I love it. You know, this is our version of the Spanish Inquisition.
How long have you not believed in God?
Since about ninth grade, when I was told by my minister that I was going to hell for laughing during the Apostles' Creed at the mention of the Virgin Mary.
John, did a priest touch you, son?
Not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. Not that you're aware of. Do you think
you
have any repressed memories?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But we could find some if you want.
Well, now, as a Reformed Catholic, as someone who had to spend hours in CCD, and that's not the biggest waste of time when you're a kid.
Catechism.
My God, if every time I got pissed off or bored when a priest said something to me about CCD, and if I gave up on God way back then, I wouldn't be the icon that I am today, John.
I think that there are moments when you question your faith. I questioned my Catholicism when I we had a church that was in the round, you know, where you actually had the altar in the center of the church.
Right.
So you could look at the
other... I probably like seeing Kenny Rogers also.
You could look across and see the other parishioners, as it were, right across from you. And I saw a guy with whose nose I had broken the night before... With his, it was justified. And he had the tape across his nose, and this was a guy that I was DJing at a college party, and he was drunk, and he came out, and he started hassling me, and ripped my grandfather's watch chain off of my neck, and I popped him, and I looked across, and there we both were, you know, after this nasty fight on Saturday night. We're sitting in church together, and it just made me kind of question.
In God's house.
In God's house. It made me question
we
my faith.
We must protect this house.
Yes.
This is the old ball coach.
We must protect this house.
Hello, this head ball coach. I told you didn't believe in God. Click, clack, click, clack. Click,
Daryl Walter. Is that Daryl Walter? Or?
No, Steve Spurrier.
Oh, Steve Spurrier. That's the commercial I haven't seen yet.
I had the thrill today at 12 noon when I was going to turn the news on Channel 5. What a thrill on a Monday.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They had the delay.
Yeah, the racing was on today.
Races on live.
That's on today.
When I was a Catholic lad, we used to call CCD Central City Dump.
Central City Dump.
We thought we were just powerful funny.
But if every kid that ever got bored or pissed off at a
priest... Well, I was never raised in a religious house in the first place, and I just find the whole concept a little puzzling.
Well, you're certainly not the only one.
Right. Yes, he is.
Yes, you want to single him out?
He's the only one. Yes, he is.
The only one in the... Well, I'm not sure we know Mr. Ardinger's religious beliefs.
Joe is a child of God.
Really?
I believe.
Do we know?
Joe, do you believe in God?
I'm down with Jesus, Don.
Thought so.
Joe, do you still keep a kosher kitchen?
No, I'm a Christian, Rob.
Okay, Joe.
Don't screw with his religion, Rob.
That's right.
My insurance policy.
I celebrate Christmas.
Jesus Christ. No pun intended. Jesus H. Christ.
Christians Hello. Rock.
Donna Mike.
Rock on.
Hello. I love Christian rock.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too. I love it.
I love A.B. Grant and Michael W. Smith.
He's awesome.
And Daughtry. Daughtry. Even though he's not Christian rock, he looks like he should be.
He could be. He'll probably be making that transition soon.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Donna Mike, what's up?
Hello.
Was it stupid Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel. Hello there.
Pixie.
Hello.
You're
on the air, friend.
Hi, I just wanted to point out, if Joe did get hit by lightning, it doesn't...
Yeah, it's John. It's John Norman.
I'm sorry, John got hit by lightning. It doesn't prove or disprove the existence of God. It just proves that engineers conduct electricity. And yeah, now that he's all wet, there's a lot easier ways to do that.
Are you an atheist as well?
I'm an agnostic. I firmly believe that there's no way to prove one way or the other.
Just as bad. Goodbye. See you on the bottom floor of hell.
I believe that's what our good friend Larry King is.
An agnostic, right?
I'm an agnostic.
That's right. You know what that means, John? It means you just be on a higher level of hell than Hitler. That's all it means.
And don't confuse John with Joe. Here's an easy way to remember. John, just like John the Baptist.
Yeah. It's a biblical name. Joe, like Father Joe.
Exactly.
I don't know who Father Joe is. I'm sure there was a Father Joe.
Father Joe,
somewhere.
Father Joe, the kid toucher.
Father Joe, the kid toucher. You know, I bet you could go through the annals and find that out, too.
Father Joe the homo.
Hello. There you go, Robbie. Yeah. Father Homo Joe. Hello, Don and Mike. What's happening?
I was going to say, God rules because man made fear and God made pot.
Man made beer, God made pot. But technically, didn't God make beer as well?
Yeah.
Because it's water, hops, barley.
After all
natural ingredients.
Did you read the Bible where there's all those people and Jesus goes and takes a six-pack into a 24-pack?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible, John. You should have read it, my friend.
Actually, I think if you were talking about the book of the Bushites, I think that that actually he takes the single can and turns it into a keg.
That's right. That's right. Ben Franklin said that beer is the proof that God wants us to be happy.
That's true.
God was Ben Franklin.
Are you really going to Ben? Was that a real Ben Franklin quote?
Yeah.
There are real Ben Franklin crickets for you.
Look at their glasses.
They have glasses.
Yeah. Keep quoting Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin once said, eat Krispy Kremes, study theater arts, get drunk every night.
We've not discussed Paris yet.
True.
We'll always have Paris.
Yes.
When we come back, did you hear Sarah Silverman? She was great during the MTV Awards.
Yeah. And she dealt with Paris head on.
Mike, I got a theory on this. I got a theory that Paris Hilton knew that she was going to be skewered by Sarah Silverman. Because Paris Hilton sat in the front row.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman made a bunch of jokes about her vagina and penises and everything else. And the next thing they showed on MTV was Paris Hilton getting up to leave as if she was mad.
Yes.
When in reality, she was simply going to go to turn herself into jail.
Check in. Interesting.
Well, I think it's a great...
You think it's a conspiracy?
No, I think it's a great deception move. I think it's a great move to make everybody... Why do you think the only people that got a picture of her going in to jail and leaving her mom's house was that guy Harvey from TMZ?
They were the only ones.
Yeah. Because he's the only guy that was faking her out 24 hours a day.
Right.
Because you got to admit, it's a great head fake, if that's what it is.
You know, that's interesting. But do you think that she was in cahoots with the...
Do you think that...
I mean, couldn't she have done the same maneuver without having Sarah Silverman diss her on national TV?
But who would follow her, or who would... Didn't you get the feeling that Paris Hilton just left right away because she had been dissed?
Yes.
And if you were...
Completely.
If you were Paris Hilton, and if you were her representatives, and if you said, okay, I'll go on this stupid MTV show, but let me say my part about I'm going to jail now so the kids learn from my message.
Right.
Do you think that even though she's only Paris Hilton, that they would sucker punch her like that, that there wouldn't be some assurance made to her like, listen, we are going to goof on you. And maybe somebody says, okay, when she does the jokes, that's when you just got to believe.
Yeah. Plausible. I'm not going to say that I think that's impossible. It seems like it could happen.
And then you go to jail because you don't have to turn yourself in until Tuesday. No one is going to ever think that you left the MTV Awards and went directly to jail. And therefore, you are never in the paper, and people feel bad for you because Sarah Silverman called you a vagina.
That's interesting.
Maybe. Or maybe I'm just talking out of
my ass. Let me tell you why I don't think it's true.
Okay.
I don't think it's true because I don't think Sarah Silverman would do that. I don't think she'd be part of that gag.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think she's in on the gag.
Ooh, okay.
Because
she didn't know what was going on.
Because it's MTV, and you know there's nothing spontaneous there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't know the joke Sarah Silverman was going to do in advance.
Of course they did. They usually know all the material.
Who's to say that MTV didn't say to her, that's great, Paris Hilton's going to be sitting in the front row. Sarah Silverman says, okay, that's good. I mean, otherwise, they just set up Paris Hilton.
Right. And Paris Hilton is, you know, certainly... able to deal with that kind of humor because you've seen the people she's been around. You've seen the paparazzi and when they have the video on TMZ. When she's heard it all, she's seen it all, she's done. It's not like, you know, the poor little flower is going to be too sensitive for this, so maybe that is true.
Maybe so, but you know
what? So you don't think Sarah Silverman was in on it?
No, but we'll pick this up after the break. I just wanted to end this by saying, Mike, even though I disagree with you, maybe about what happened with Paris Hilton, it's nice to have a discussion with a man who I can respect, because I know at the end of all of our disagreements, we do share the most important agreement.
Our love of God. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
And as we always say as we go to break, we say it when the microphones are closed. Yours in Christ.
Rob, would you adjust the fish that's on the studio door?
To the left or the right of the crucifix?
To the right, please.
Of course.
Thank you, my brother.
And for God's sakes, get my grilled cheese sandwich that looks like Mary. Please. I bought it on eBay.
You bought it for last Friday. Mm-hmm. You don't eat meat.
It's comforting. Yes.
That's right, because I don't eat meat on Friday. That's right.
Will you be coming to the fish fry on Friday?
Absolutely. I'll wear my beads.
Thank you.
Or rosary beads.
Rosary beads, of course. Yeah, not your beads. Beads you get in New Orleans, the rosary is what you say.
Okay, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Silverman, Paris Hilton, and John, who hates God.
Sarah Silverman, an obvious Jew.
What if we come right back?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God, okay, Paris goes to jail.
I'm standing here with a very big surprise tonight. I mean, I heard you coming with all the paparazzi shouting your name.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Obviously a little scared right now.
Yeah, everybody can suck it.
There it is. Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
Suck on that, losers.
The worst thing on the radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
Uh-oh, Dongo!
Oh, hello.
La, 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 la. La, la, la.
Stinky McStink Face.
Right. Paris Hilton, Sarah Silverman. So Paris Hilton is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen that on TMZ.com.
She did do a pretty good head fake as far as getting in there without a lot of the paparazzi that normally follows her around.
And a really, really sweet picture of her mugshot, Paris mugshot.
And, of course, the TMZ video, the only folks that really got any coverage of her going into the jail, and you saw her in the back of the Escalade, where she was dabbing her eyes.
So here is what Jimmy Kimmel's girlfriend had to say last night on MTV about Paris Hilton.
In a couple of days, Paris Hilton is going to jail.
And this is great because Paris Hilton, like we said, is sitting in the front row.
Front row.
Ouch.
The judge says that it's going to be a no-frills thing, and that is ridiculous. She is totally going to get special treatment. As a matter of fact, I heard that to make her feel, like, more comfortable in prison, the guards are going to paint the bars to look like penises.
Penises. Why do we have to beep that out?
I have no idea.
Or did they on MTV?
Oh,
who knows? Penis. That's funny, huh? Penis.
You suck, Jock.
I think it's wrong, too. I just worry that she's going to break her teeth on those things. Anyway.
You know what? I'm thinking about what you said before, that it was kind of all pre-arranged. I don't think Paris Hilton is that good an actress, though. Because the look on her face when Sarah Silverman made that line, looked pretty legit to me.
Again, as one man of God to another.
Are we disagreeing again? We disagreed on The Sopranos, and we're disagreeing on this.
Don't you think Paris Hilton has heard every single penis joke in the world about her?
Yes, she has, but she just was. She certainly gave Sarah Silverman a look. Yeah. I mean, she did. I mean, and it was, she was acting. It was, I have to say, it was good acting.
Mike, I got
to
stand by both of my gut instincts tell me first that Sopranos, not the best Sopranos I ever saw. I didn't like it as much as everybody else. And I do believe that this was somehow done by Paris Hilton's people. I don't think she's that smart.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree, but we will agree when we see each other later at Bible study.
At the prayer breakfast.
Well,
I don't think she had to act, though.
When we feed each other communication.
Communion.
And when we feed each other communion, we do it that way where we intertwine our arms.
It's wonderful. Very few people switch the wafer. You and I do. And, people say it is touching.
For years, you've switched the wafer.
You know what I mean. We used to do it Frisbee style.
You think about it, she really doesn't have to act because She probably doesn't want to be there no matter what. She knows she's going to jail in 3 hours. She looks miserable, so that's how it fits in.
You're wrong.
Thank you.
He believes in God, though.
He does. And that's where you're right.
And God believes in me.
Unlike John. Well, I don't know about that.
No, he does.
I think God gave up on you a long time ago, Robbie.
No, he has a interest.
God gave up on the one in a million you.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Lindsay Lohan. Love the fact that Perlman's going to jail so people will stop talking about Lindsay Lohan.
John Clinkey!
Which is why it's so crazy that these photos have come out now on the internet of Lindsay Lohan, the various stages of undress, doing sexy cutting knife play with an Asian chick.
Old, these are old pictures.
Are these really old?
They said that they've come out today, but they are from years ago.
Well, these are just in the Britain News of the World tabloid, the one that has the girls taking their tops off.
They've never been seen before.
She'd be about 8.
All right, I got you.
Who's the lady she's with?
Some gorgeous Asian chick.
Wow.
Mike, here we go, hold on. Britain's News of the World says these photos were taken at a house party in February of this year, not long after Lindsay Lohan completed her first stint in rehab.
A great house party.
These photos, Lindsay Lohan holds to the Asian girl's throat, then the girl holding a knife against Lindsay's nearly exposed breast.
Well, perhaps they do it well. Maybe they could thank each other a couple more. Then I'd be interested.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hi, I'm Greg House.
Hi, Lindsay Lohan. I'm afraid it's terminal.
Hold on. Oh, here's more Sarah Silverman. Hold on.
In a couple of days, Paris Hilton is going to jail.
Next has more Sarah Silverman.
I feel bad for Lindsay Lohan, obviously.
About Lindsay Lohan.
She just makes me sad. I know. Whatever happened to that poor, sweet, faced little girl who only went to rehab? She needs structure. She needs a father figure. You know what I mean? She needs someone who will take the time to tell her that she is a rude little pig.
Little Alec Baldwin joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's do you care about the MTV Awards?
No.
That okay. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Borat.
He was the actor. Borat was the comedian.
Jack Nicholson and the Departed, best villain, and the best summer movie you haven't seen yet, Transformers.
Who got best kiss? Don't they do best kiss? Sexiest kiss, something like that?
Will Ferrell and Talladega Knight.
Oh, God. Who was he kissing?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, that's right, Borat. That's right, the guy that was Borat. Paula Abdul, we played all those tapes last week of her, and they were hard to take out. They were
yeah, she was all over the place. I think a lot of it had to do with her.
Like third generation tape, and that means that, you know, when you get a tape and you make a copy for someone, it loses some of the some of the quality. It was a very bad quality tape that had been lifted of her on a conference call with her agents. One of the things that she said is that she suffers from something called Addison's disease.
She did.
Well, now she's doing a bunch of for her new reality show, and she now is saying she does not have Addison disease.
Huh. I suffer from watch Adam Sandler movies all the time. Billy Madison disease. Sorry.
Addison Madison.
I'm here always.
Thank you. When we were in Knocked Up yesterday, virtually every ad got big laughs. Like they ran the ad for Superbad, which got a really big laugh, and something else got a big laugh. And then they ran an ad for the Adam Sandler, Kevin James, We're Gay movie.
Yeah.
Nobody laughed.
Cricket time?
Nobody laughed.
I think his time may have passed.
Yeah. Let me see.
Kevin James is hot.
We'll have a tape of this tomorrow for you. We don't have time for it today. Paul, just when you think this poor effort could not sell out more than they already has, and by sell out I mean...
And you're a fan of Paul McCartney, so I should point that out.
His new album is supposed to be his best record in like 15 years. Huh. Unfortunately, he's decided to sell it through Starbucks.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, I hate that, which I think is stupid and kind of selling out.
Yeah, it is selling out, and it's letting corporations dominate like they used to.
That does not top the phone call that I got last night during The Sopranos. I did not answer the phone because it was during The Sopranos.
Okay, of course.
The people that I love that were important to me were in the room with me watching, my son and my girlfriend. I saw it was none of you guys. It was an out-of-area call.
Right.
So I let it go to a voicemail. I picked it up after the show. It was my buddy John from Philadelphia, and the message was, turn on Home Shopping Network right now. Well, it was during The Sopranos, so I didn't pick up the phone. I 10:05, I get the message. I turn on Home Shopping Network. God damn, if Paul McCartney is not doing a live in studio
on the Home Shopping Network,
holding up his Starbucks CD.
Wow.
I immediately pushed the record button on my DVR and got about 15 minutes of him.
Whoa.
Standing up there with one of those women that looks like Nancy Grace.
Oh, no.
Going, you are simply one of the most prolific songwriters of our entire era.
Is this the ultimate succumbing to the way music is sold nowadays?
And I think it drops tomorrow, right, is when it releases?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow, from open to close, every Starbucks in the world has to play the Paul McCartney CD on a loop.
In the story, wow.
Well, but they've done that before with CDs.
Right. Well, it's the traditional methods with record stores like Tower closing.
Yeah.
The traditional methods of getting music to the public are not working. So, I mean, this is really...
Mike, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm okay on Starbucks. It was just...
Home Shopping Network is a stretch.
And he was on... And really, no. And Nancy Grace is an insult to Nancy Grace. The woman looked like Paula Deen.
Oh,
and Paul McCartney was standing there looking like Angela Lansbury.
Oh, no.
Holding up his new CD.
Hello, this is Paul. So we'll have that tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, I'll have that for you tomorrow.
Very
for
good.
Sure. And one last item. Hold on a second. Only because you love John Lovitz so much.
I'm a John Lovitz fan.
Over the weekend, I got a copy of an email somebody sent, blah, 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 blah. John Lovitz has just signed the lengthiest contract in showbiz history.
Wow.
It's not a joke, Mike.
Okay, who's he with?
It's a lifetime contract to perform at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life?
For the rest of his life.
Are you telling me no Wednesday is off?
He says that he wants to beat Milton Berle's 30-year deal with NBC.
Wow.
I guess he
that was
has
a television network, though.
He has been doing a Wednesday night show since 2005.
Right. I wonder how long the show is.
8 to 8:05. I don't know.
Yes, 8 to 8:02.
I don't know.
I like Lovitz. Well, you know, if we're ever out in L.A., we should check that show out.
I'll make it a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, also, he is required to write his blog on the Laugh Factory's website every Thursday.
Really?
Yeah. Good news for
you. He's a funny man, but he puts pen to paper also.
That's it. What's going on here? Then we got to get the buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's up? Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike. I think one of the reasons why Paul McCartney and I have to do this kind of stuff is iTunes, man. You could buy a CD for $9 on iTunes without having to buy it in the store.
Yeah, it's the new methods. I mean, I think that's the reason he's
doing
it.
Thank you, Genie. Although you still can't get Beatles songs legally on iPod, right?
That is
and
true.
What did I just read George Harrison's wife saying that it was going to be sometime now, next year, when you should be able to get Beatles stuff legally on iPod.
Paul's entire solo catalog went available last week, though.
That's
so
true.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, but Ringo's next album, he's going to be selling at Jiffy Lube.
You are so gay for Paul, aren't you?
I am.
Would he be the gay? You have the gayest crush on him, right?
Of the living, or
dead?
No, the gayest crush would be Elvis.
No, no, I meant of the Beatles, though.
Yeah.
Of the Beatles, he's your number one still?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I like George.
George never wrote a clinker.
I don't. I'm just joking.
Mike's just trying to be.
Just trying to, you know. Just you're serious about Paul, aren't you?
Oh, he's very good.
He brought in Paul McCartney's new single. Like I expected, it would be a goof,
right?
It's the real deal.
It'd be like Captain and Tennille or something.
We have it.
Yeah. Yeah, we were able to secure a copy when I was getting my mocha latte today. Not a bad record by Paul McCartney.
I've got too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it isn't too late. Searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last.
Avente, no cream, double mixed latte.
My ever-present past. I've got too much on my mind.
Who's
got the cinnamon venti.
I loved you on Home Shopping Network, Paul.
All right, Rob. Well, that's not even like a funny thing. That's really just
a real song.
Okay. Real song.
We'll have the rest of it tomorrow.
I agree.
Yeah. I think it's really good. I love it.
Thank you very hard, Rob.
As always, the only person who likes Paul McCartney. But we all love God.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Now, we all like Paul.
Is Paul an atheist?
No, he's a Catholic. No, Christian.
Christian.
Mr. Christian!
How did you feel when John said the Beatles were more popular than Jesus?
How did I feel?
Oh, you weren't even born yet.
That's true.
That's right.
How did I feel, Don? I felt kind of squishy.
You just felt like just strands of DNA.
That's just swimming around.
Ew.
Could like, have been that scene in that movie.
What about... The... Wow. But you're not ruining the movie.
No! That is perhaps the smallest part of the
teeny
belly.
Little significant.
The smallest part of the belly laughs that you'll see in that
I'm looking
movie.
Forward to seeing that movie this week.
Buzz!
Yes.
How are you, Fred?
I am well.
You believe in God?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, can I very briefly say hi to our old friend, Bob Skin?
Sure.
Bob Skin, who I saw on the golf course.
Really?
Yeah, I played a match this weekend, which I lost terribly. And I saw Bob Skin before I played this match, and he was over at the same place where I was playing golf. And, he was going to tee off with a group following us. And so he said to me, as we're walking up, he said, Would you mind if I came up to the tee and watched you guys? I have to say this carefully here.
Yeah.
These are the words he used in front of the, you know, everybody that was there. Would you mind if I watched you whack and then
whack
off? And then he said that, but he said them together.
Oh, he said them.
Wow. And I don't know if we can say them together
right,
or not.
He meant hit the ball.
Yeah. He meant hit the ball, but
can
I've
I
never
watch,
heard.
So he said,
I said, what did
he
you
said
say?
In his very effeminate way,
yeah.
Can I watch you W-O?
Yes. He said, do you mind if I watch you W-O? I said, did you say W-O? Yes. And everybody's kind of going, that's not really the term. You mean tee off?
Uh-huh.
Tee off is what you
right.
It somehow turned into whack.
Was he, as always, dressed as a dandy?
he was just strange.
Sure.
And he was kind of embarrassing, is when I glaringly pointed out. Because
yeah.
I looked at him and I said, W-O? What do you mean, Bob? And then, of course, you know, the guy that I'm playing with, you know, says, who is that guy? He said, he's a fella that I used to, he owns the building that we used to broadcast from.
Then you all pulled down your sensible golf slacks
mm-hmm.
and fat Indian style.
Yes, and we showed him what he wanted.
W-O.
It was wonderful. And then, of course, then we played a round of golf.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Do you mind if I come up and watch you whack O? I was like, wow, what an interesting way of putting that. It must be new golf terminology, so maybe you'll see that on the Masters sometime.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Do you or do you not believe in God, boy?
I do not.
Are you serious?
I am serious. That's changed.
You used
to go to church.
Yeah,
that's true.
Buzz, I meant that as a goof. When did you not? When did you jump off the God bandwagon?
A couple of years ago.
Well, we got to get someone else to do the news.
Not good, guys. Not good.
Not good.
Jesus Christ,
man.
Again, no pun intended.
This is really whack.
And it's hard because when you're raised with religion, if you're raised Christian, for example, I'm still in the habit of saying, God bless you. And I can't get out of that habit even though I don't technically believe.
But this explains a lot.
You know, Robbie, you're right.
Doesn't it?
About both of them.
Yeah.
It's a very sad day. Very sad day.
All right, well, I thought you were goofing, Buzz, but...
You thought that was rain?
Don't believe...
That was tears from God.
Don't believe in God.
I'll tell you something. Bob Skin believes in God, even though he said something completely inappropriate on the golf course this weekend.
All right, Buzz.
Yeah.
So what's your lead story tonight? There is no God?
No. America's love affair with the car is back.
Buzz.
Yes?
While you're doing the news, you mind if I come over and watch you W-O?
No, go ahead, Bob.
All right, we'll be right back. Another person doesn't believe in the Almighty God.
Don, try to keep it together till the end
of
the show.
Where did you and I go wrong, Mike?
I'm moved to tears right now.
Emergency Bible study now!
Blasphemers!
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's me, Buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
A couple of jockstrap characters, Don and Mike.
Amen.
For the lead, amen to you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
May God be with you.
The power of Christ.
Compels you.
Compels you, though.
Well, say hi to big time sinner Buzz Burbank.
And with you.
Sinner. We have just found out on today's show.
We are in the midst of two atheists that we work with.
First of all, retarded producer John Norman. No doubt that he does not believe in God.
He was very firm. Now, are you agnostic or atheist?
Atheist, I think. I made myself agnostic by adding the word
I
think.
You're agnostic.
Now, let me just preface this by saying, who gives a frick? You can believe whatever you want. There's not a right or a wrong, although I think.
Yes,
am I right or am I right? There is a right.
Yes. Like who gives a frick?
Let's say there is.
You know who gives a frick.
Just like when we talk about, everything.
Right.
There's a choice in everything.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And
it's an easy choice.
You're making the choice to stick your finger up in the air and say, hey, God, look at me. I'm Buzz. I don't believe in you. When did you decide to make a choice? The last we had even discussed religion.
Oh, and incidentally, kiss any of the major network anchor chairs a goodbye, Buzz.
I had already done actually.
That's just gone.
But I'd still like to kiss Katie Couric's chair.
Oh, God. Hear what I said, oh, God.
Uh-huh. But very seriously, you used to go to church, not...
I did.
All the time, regularly.
A lot of my life I did, actually.
When did you stop going?
A couple of years ago.
When did you give up on God?
When I listened to what other people had to say and then applied logic.
And church is not necessarily, God. I want to point that
out.
For those of us that are believers that don't attend church regularly. I am not a sinner.
You're a sinner,
too. Oh, we all are.
When you went to church that last time...
What did I just say? I'm not a sinner.
That last time.
I just like to argue with you. I just don't...
But really, you're not a sinner because you believe.
I believe.
You believe.
I believe a lot.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, when you went to church...
I just don't go.
I believe the children are our future.
That's right.
When you went to church the last time, were there a lot of baby strollers there?
Well,
I believe in miracles.
I believe in little baby ducks.
I believe in love, and I believe in you.
And I believe a little thing called the United States of America.
Uh-huh. Amen.
We're all together on that.
It goes this way. Family, God, country.
This gentleman, please come in, please.
Thank you.
Family, God, and the Green Bay Packers. As the great Vince Lombardi said.
Yes.
Put them in whatever order fits for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rob, we should...
Beer.
Beer is in there, but family, God, food.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does beer fall under food?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Beer is food. Food is good.
Family, God, sustenance.
Thank you.
That's it.
And maybe not in that order.
Anyway, here he is, a man who's lost his way, folks.
And for all the atheists, and I'm being a little serious here for just a second.
Okay.
I think a lot of those atheists, when it comes time to blow the spit bubbles, and you're at that Jack Kevorkian stage,
right.
I think you kind of modify your rap a little.
Mike, what is it I've heard so many? God's a very popular man in foxholes. Haven't I heard that before?
Katie said that, isn't it?
Foxholes and prison cells. I wouldn't be surprised if you get a little Paris Hilton, a little lady named Paris Hilton coming out of the Hooskow with a totally different viewpoint.
That would be
a hereafter.
Be a miracle.
Anyway, here he is right now, Buzz Burbank, a man who doesn't believe in God and has 100 cats.
Grain of salt news.
Hi, Buzz.
Two cats, and it'll be a pillar of salt if I keep this up.
I know, I'm exaggerating.
This is for the person...
But not about you and God.
Yeah, of course.
That's a relationship that's gone bad.
That's serious.
Okay, let's get started with news from the devil.
This is for the person driving alone in their SUV, in many cases, more vehicles than they need or can manage. Have you thought about a car? With gas prices going up, a lot of people have. In fact, car sales have just outranked light truck sales for the first time in 5 years. Car sales are up, especially at Toyota, of course, but also at GM, Nissan, and Chrysler.
Honk if you love Jesus.
Listen to him. Not Ford, though. Ford car sales are off 12%, but that's just Ford.
As I was driving in my SUV, driving into work today, I had a nice conversation with my co-pilot.
Who would that be, Mike?
God.
Uh-huh. All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Honda Civics are selling at a record pace. Chevy Impalas are up 45%.
Impalas.
Prius sales are up 185%. But all the car companies will keep making SUVs and pickups because that, they say, is where the real the profit is.
Hey, Buzz, didn't you see the report over the weekend, or maybe it was on Friday, something like even in this whole Go Green thing, that last month alone, SUV sales were up 24%.
Yeah, in spite of that. In fact, we've reported that ourselves not too long ago. But the latest report is out, and it shows that car sales have, for the first time in 5 years, pulled ahead of SUV sales, as good as SUV sales may be.
But there was some confusion. That was only green-colored SUVs.
Ah, excellent. And unexpected...
You know why you didn't get the crickets?
Why?
Because you believe in God.
That's what God created, crickets.
There's your protection.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And Mike, do it the real Italian way. The way I do it.
We'll do it together. Like, one, two, three, go.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
we did it real, too. And that's how you do it, really.
What does that mean when you kiss the fist?
You know what it means? Thank God.
Thank God. Thank
that's
God.
What it means.
Rob, that was a very nice line you had right there.
Thank you.
Thank God, too. Yeah, thank
An
God.
Unexpected new trend in America.
Buzz Burbank, a man who lost his way.
That's right.
Thank God.
Not for good, thank God.
You got to kiss your hand after you cross yourself.
You like your first knuckle.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Mike.
It's right there, right?
Right there.
That's where it is.
That's how you do it.
I feel better already. An unexpected new trend in America is the mancation, a vacation just for men. No girls allowed. It's a guy trip.
Well, I'm all for that.
They take cigars, fishing poles, playing cards, food, and beer. They rent Harleys and climb rocks and go to casinos.
And Vaseline.
Yeah. Some guys rent the bowling pin suite at the Hard Rock in Vegas. That room has its own bowling alley.
Why do you favor rape?
I would love that. I would absolutely love that suite with a bowling alley. How cool would that be? At 4 o'clock in the morning,
you, get a lot of
you come home all half-lit, and you bowl. Jesus, I'm doing that. It's ridiculously expensive.
You could wait. I don't know the price.
Mike, you could wake up in the gutter and then wake up in the gutter.
Oh, my God, that would be incredible. Seriously, a bowling suite. I'm so there. Some of these mancations involve visits to strip clubs. Some don't allow that. But after a decade of spa...
Make it rain, Pac-Man. Make it rain, baby.
After a decade of spa trips for the ladies, this is the new trend in travel, the mancation. I wouldn't be surprised if those chats on Denny Crane's balcony had something to do with
Denny Crane. Denny Crane.
California has just become the first state to allow conjugal visits for gay prisoners. Not with other prisoners, but with their significant other from the outside.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Hmm?
Actually, Rob has a great idea.
What's that?
I give him credit. Rob just wrote me a note. Dear Don, let's all take a mancation.
Mm-hmm.
To a church.
And it's an excellent idea.
Yours in Christ, Robert Spiewak.
That is nice.
Amen, Robbie. Amen.
There they are. All are crossing themselves.
And kissing our hands.
That's right.
That's right.
Of course. It's part of it now.
Thank God.
The court has
ruled. You just did the real low key.
Yeah.
And you know what? I do that one if I'm driving past a funeral procession.
Mm-hmm.
It's real fast. Although in your mind you just think. And sometimes you don't even really have to kiss. Sometimes you just got to make your hand go up by your mouth.
Do you ever, because you are a fallen Catholic like I am, have you ever gotten the, do you still cross yourself if you go like to a Protestant service?
Yeah.
And do you get looks?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I do too. I get weird looks.
Yeah.
I'll be in like a Protestant service and I'll do that and they'll kind of go, what's he doing?
I went one time and I actually told somebody at a Protestant service that I did it like that because that's how mobsters do it in movies.
Right.
And they bought it.
Sure.
They bought it.
Too good.
They bought it. I said, have you never seen like Goodfellas or any Robert De Niro movie? It's always,
Right.
I mean, of course, I picked it up from watching the millions of Italian Catholics that I grew up with.
Sure.
Who, like, if they tied their shoes correctly, would cross themselves. Yeah. And they go,
Latin American players do it a lot, too, in baseball. You see a lot. You see that move when they're walking up the bat.
You see, with football players, after they kick the field goals, they cross themselves all the time.
Successful ones.
A lesson for us all.
Mm-hmm.
So California is the first state to provide conjugal visits for gay prisoners. Not with each other,
gay.
But with significant others from the outside. A court's ruled that based on the same-sex rights law passed in California 4 years ago, these visits should be allowed.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
California is one of only six states that even allow conjugal visits of any kind. The others are New York, Connecticut, Washington, New Mexico, and Mississippi. In California, they take place in a trailer on the prison grounds and can last up to 72 hours. Prisoners on death row are not eligible. Also, no sex offenders or domestic violence.
That's asinine. My significant other is Jesus.
Yes, it is.
How about you?
He is. Yes.
Me too. A picture and a paragraph and a lawsuit. eHarmony.com is being sued for not letting gays or bisexuals use its dating site.
And you know why? No. It's that guy with the three names, that creepy guy with
Neil
the three
Clark
names.
Warren.
Yes,
Neil Clark Warren. Where's your eHarmony now? A San Francisco law firm's filed a suit.
That's what he is. He's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kid toucher in training.
Most sites give you a question and a queer.
Mm-hmm. A San Francisco law firm has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a lesbian, and they're asking more gays to join the suit. eHarmony defends its policy, saying it's based on personality patterns of successful heterosexual marriages. But eHarmony says it has not ruled out same-sex matching in the future, especially depending on how this lawsuit goes.
That guy is just creepy-looking in that Fred Rogers way.
Yes.
Fred Rogers, you knew, was okay.
Sure.
That guy, Neil, what's his name?
Neil Clark Warren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch out.
But President Bush's nominee to be...
I had a four-way one time. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Father, son...
Holy Ghost. And you.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
And you.
And me.
Yeah.
That's the four way.
Right. Hot. Holy.
Hot as holy balls.
President Bush's
hot
nominee.
Hot Christmas balls. It really was.
Shmetty balls.
Hey,
Bob,
do you still do Christmas?
Yes, I do. But, yeah, no. Yes, absolutely.
Well, so
that's nice.
What's the point of that?
To give gifts.
Or get gifts.
Yes, both.
Greedy.
It's fun.
Why don't you just do the George Costanza's father thing?
And what was that? I've forgotten.
What was that?
Festivus,
yeah.
Festivus. I'd be after that. That'd be fine, too. Mm-hmm. Festivus for the rest of us.
You can have your pagan friend come over.
There you go.
Yeah. Now is the time for the feats of strength.
Festivus.
And did they use a stick like we had John out trying to draw?
A metal pole, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Draw lightning with it.
Right. Right. Yes, the stick of the non-believer. Now is the time for the airing of grievances.
Mm-hmm. And tonight, our nude sacrifice.
Oh, there it is.
There he is.
But President Bush's choice for the country's next Surgeon General may be able to fix all this gayness we've been discussing. James Holsinger is a Christian Kentucky doctor who believes that homosexuality can be cured. He founded the Hope Springs Community Church, which ministers to, quote, people who no longer wish to be gay or lesbian. Now it's up to Congress to confirm this guy or not as our Surgeon General.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Here's the question of the day. Is salami an aphrodisiac? That's our story when we continue.
You ever suck the salami out of the salami? I guess pretty soon we're going to have more druid news.
Yes. Pagan news.
Pagan news.
Pagan.
All right, stand by.
Maybe during this break you could worship your idols.
I will.
A beautiful golden idol.
A golden calf.
It would be a calf, a woman's calf, right?
Yes, a super
like the leg.
Like the leg in a Christmas story.
Fragile.
Quite
oh.
Oh. Calf.
All right, Ralphie.
All right.
Ralphie!
Stand by.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word, Quinn?
Mike Show.
Douglas Quinn said it.
Made me want to punch myself.
Let them squeeze your back.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Once again, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm well, thank you. And we have news today also for heterosexuals or breeders, if you will. There's finally a way for you to check your fertility without a prescription in the privacy of your own home.
I know how to do that.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's called taste.
The male and female fertility home test kits are FDA approved and go for $100 each. New York reproductive doctor Harry Fish says a lot of guys are surprised to hear that almost 50% of the time it's a male factor.
If you have any further questions, ask my wife, Bernice.
The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that women are going to plastic surgeons now to get a G-shot.
What about the vagina?
It's been discovered that by getting a collagen injection in a particular place, lovemaking can be more satisfying for women, of course.
Everybody can suck it.
A lot of doctors still are not convinced this mythical place even exists.
I thought he sucked.
But about 250 women have tried this technique so far.
Lady, I don't give a diddly shit what they call me.
At $1,800 a piece, and many of them return for a booster shot because the collagen eventually gets absorbed by the body.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
You're painting. You are painting with this story.
Women who've experienced this say that they are now more interested in lovemaking, because for them it is now more rewarding.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind.
Uh-huh.
Also weak arms.
Weak arms.
Stinky McStink Face.
Thank you.
Is it true that Spot was named after Liddy?
Liddy! Another growing trend is racy hotels and restaurants. Maybe you've heard of the sushi bar in California, where for
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
$2,100
Show bar.
$2,100 you can order a threesome roll served on a nude model who's partially wrapped in leaves. A new hotel has now opened in San Diego called the Ivy, $450 a night. Scantily clad waitresses serve $500 bottles of wine there.
I had that at Mike's place. I had chicken fingers. And the dipping sauce on the naked girl was incredible.
Stop it, you.
Incredible. But you, no, I'm kidding. You know the good thing about Mike's place?
What's that?
There's a Bible on in every single corner.
Uh-huh.
And in the, what do you call those? The booths.
The booths.
You know, Bibles
the booths, because we have so many booths.
Bibles in every booth.
Bibles in every booth. Amen, brother.
And all the waitresses on roller skates.
Mm-hmm. In nuns outfits.
wearing their habits.
Always. A nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a $450 a night at the Ivy Hotel.
We're very close to Church Street.
We
thank you.
We not only have scantily clad waitresses there, but for the guests who are so inclined at the Ivy Hotel, group showers. Quoting a sociology professor at USC, it's the pornification of society. There's more sexuality in media, he says, the more people have cable and more people are on the internet.
Don't forget, Mike, third Wednesday of every month is the Irish prayer breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah. We open up early. We make it special.
What is the fish fry?
The fish fry is every Friday night. Right. Every single Friday night.
Love fish.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And free if you show your Catholic ID card.
And you only buy three fish every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Feeds everybody.
It's a miracle.
It's a real moneymaker.
It's usually tilapia.
Of course. And kind of an odd question in the news today. Is salami an aphrodisiac?
Yes, we've already answered that. Yes.
A study.
You got to ask these two guys over here?
If it isn't,
sure.
You're not using it right. A study by a fertility center in Italy called salami natural Viagra for both men and women. One doctor's guess, it's the spices and the protein. Sure. In the salami. The center found that cheese was the second best aphrodisiac food.
Body cheese.
Followed by a plate of steamed vegetables.
You're better off if you have cheese on your salami.
Absolutely.
Hey, you got salami on my cheese.
You got cheese on my salami.
Two great tastes. Tastes great together.
And a side of vegetables.
Hey, don't worry about that, honey. It's just a little salami cheese.
Oh.
Good night, everybody. Oysters didn't even make the list.
Uh-huh.
And that brings us to the hot dog eating championship. Just ahead of a good-looking July 4th holiday, an American has now beaten perennial winner Takeru Kobayashi, and that's quite a feat.
Oh.
Kobayashi's latest win was July 4th last year on Coney Island, where he took the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest by downing 53 3/4 dogs and buns in 12 minutes flat.
Ugh.
53 dogs and 12. 23-year-old Joey Chestnut of San Jose, California, the American, ate 59 1/2 dogs and buns at a qualifier in Tempe, Arizona on Saturday.
Goddamn right, Buzz.
Truly astounding.
It is.
I hate when these eating contests go down because no one shows up for work at WJFK at Fairfax.
And you finally unseated Takeru Kobayashi for the title now. You have the world record of 59 1/2. I mean, take a look at this tray in front of us of 59 1/2 hot dogs.
The whole tray?
How do you prep for something like that?
Just slowly build up my tolerance. The same way a runner builds up his tolerance for running.
You're like training. Every
3 days I'm doing a hot dog run.
Every 3 days you're trying to stuff hot dogs down your throat.
During 2 days I'm not eating at all. I'm just eating protein supplements. I'm just.
How long is the training period, dear?
I train for 12 minutes.
Hello, dear.
Dear. The grossest thing, I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, when you're watching these contests,
right,
is not the fact that they're shoving the food down,
right,
but they've got the big super gulp glass of water
that they dip.
And at some point, it just becomes like the grossest mashing of food. Like something, if a one-year-old did it, you would go over to a one-year-old and say, no, Junior, don't do it like this.
Nasty.
Did you see this guy on the Today Show?
Yeah.
skinny.
Yeah, the Japanese guy was skinny also.
But it's horrifying when you see that platter of 59 and a half hot dogs.
With buns. That's right. The important thing to point out. With buns.
With the buns, right.
Unbelievable. Even if it didn't show, Joey has a 100-pound weight advantage over Kobayashi. Our boy clocks in at 230, and we're rooting for him.
I watch this every year. That's the greatest television.
I think the winner of the Manassas Boy Scouts competition ate three or four. Something like that.
Wow.
Three or four hot dogs?
Yeah, I mean, it was a three-minute competition.
That was one of your cherry gigs this week.
It was one of my cherry gigs where I actually, got presented the check to the winner. And they weren't all Boy Scouts. It was a bunch of different people. But they had this one little guy. I swear to God, the kid was like 4 years old, and he was sitting there, and he just kept eating after the competition was over. He was the only one digging the hot dogs.
Like,
there.
I mean, really, yeah. No joke. You went out and judged a hot dog.
I didn't judge it. I actually I sponsored it, I went out and presented the check to the winner. And I forgot, but they put a time limit on them. But you see them bringing these hot dogs out, and these guys are eating like maybe four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this, and to imagine 59. I mean, I don't know how a person can survive doing that.
I've never eaten more than like 40.
Good for you, Rob. Good
that's
for
a
you.
Good. That's a good former Catholic.
One of the first times, I know we're gonna run 1 minute late because I want to mention that one of the very first times that we had a problem with Rob was we wanted to challenge him to eat, and I think we wanted you to eat as many Reese's
peanut butter cups. That's it.
As you could in one setting.
Right.
Thought you eat like 50 of them, and as I recall, your mom called and said, please, whatever you do.
Sharon didn't want him to do that.
Don't make my boy do that.
And it was a long time. I was only eight.
At the time, it was awfully cute. It was nice of her to step up. Young.
I still maintain, though, I think that you could probably polish off one of those Halloween bags of Reese's things in under 30 minutes.
You think?
I think you could.
I don't think I could.
I thought you could back then.
Back then, maybe. His colon's not up to it anymore.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, that's true. You know what? Peanuts now. Oh,
ulcerative colitis.
Mm-hmm. Nasty.
Finally, from a That's Unfortunate file, a German man is in critical condition after falling from a balcony during a spitting contest with his 12-year-old son.
German.
Dad's mistake was thrusting forward for the release. That's unfortunate. And in Switzerland, the man was about to take a bath but couldn't find the little rubber stopper for the drain. He decided to put the toilet plunger over the drain and use that. Then he filled the tub and got in. It was fine until when he stood to lather up, he slipped and fell on the plunger in the bad place. Doctors say he's a lot of blood, she says. That's unfortunate. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Always leave them wanting more, Buzz.
That's
unfortunate, Buzz.
That's right.
We gotta fly.
Wow.
Hey, let's get 50 Reese's down here for Max. I know his name is not Max, but for Max, the Polish intern.
Yeah, let's see. Hey, he's only been here about 3 weeks. Let's kill him tomorrow.
You believe in God, boy?
Matt,
you do?
He gave you the thumbs up.
Good for you, sir.
All right, very good.
We'll see you tomorrow for the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed,
Jesus, take the wheel.
So long.
This is the Don and Mike Show.